following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
After stepping outside of league play against Monterey last Friday, the Clay County teams now stare straight down the barrel of District 7A's final week of regular season action. The Black, Purple, and Gold have already completed their pair of conference clashes against Pickett County and Redbone Springs. In front of them now are rematches with Clark Range and Gordonsville. Tonight, Matt Walker and Rob Edwards have brought their hopeful hounds onto the plains of the Cumberland Plateau, where the Buffalo roam, looking to brand the bison for the second time. That's right. They're here on the range to meet Lamar Rogers and Brent Logan, who aim to have their charges on the stampede as the 9-12 Lady Dogs meet the 17-8 Lady Buffaloes and the 14-5 Dogs take on the 14-10 Buffs. Join us, but proceed with caution. Things are about to get hairy.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Herbert Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off. Lady Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome back here to the H&H Children Equipment Parts pregame show. As you can see, if you're watching the video feed, legendary head coach Lamar Rogers being presented with the first annual Jim and Nancy Cartwright Legacy Award from the Tennessee Athletic Coaches Association. Of course, a shoe-in, you know, for any kind of coaching award, Thomas, but a bit of a strange start to our show tonight, a little bit different, but Congratulations to him.
Yeah, no doubt. And like they said, who else would you think of to give the very first one to besides the all-time winningest coach in Tennessee history?
In Tennessee history, and third all-time nationally. Of course, we'll talk more about him as we get into this 16th basketball broadcast of the season for their 8th time, folks. This year, we're on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong. Hopefully sounding a little bit better than I did last week in our broadcast. Still not 100%, but stronger voice than I was. Be joined throughout the evening by our own living legend, Joe Sims. Also joining us will be Doug Strong. Joining me right now, you already heard from him once. He's the backbone of the Horizon Sports Network, the man who does all the heavy lifting. He's Thomas Weaver.
Appreciate the kind introduction, Daniel. And you said it, back on the road for the first of two huge District 7A broadcasts this week as Clay County invades the house that Lamar Rogers built. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about girls or boys ball this year. These Clark Range teams are for real, especially when you get them on their home court, Daniel.
Yeah, we talked about that. Any place on the road in the league this year is tough. But Clark Range especially, hey, their boys, you mentioned, they're 14-10. A strong record for these Buffaloes this time, and we know what the Lady Buffs always have.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of good ones, but we wouldn't have made this road trip without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board many years ago and sticking with us. And then also a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, our presenting sponsor for this year's Lady Bulldog and Bulldog basketball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. We hope folks will pick up a copy of this week's paper for coverage of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame induction and much more out on racks right now in your mailbox tomorrow. And up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Autos and Equipment Parts pregame show from here in Clark Range.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The headline this week said CCHS teams head down the home stretch of the regular season, and it said that due to the importance of this week's game between here in Clark Range and against Goresville. But the story also chronicled their home games Friday night with Monterey, where both the Lady Dogs and Dogs dominated. The Lady Dogs beat the Lady Cats 50-25 in a game that was never in question and featured the entire Clay County roster in action and a total of 8 getting on the board. As Ella Eads led the way with 12, Kalia Crawford 10, Natalie Smith 9, Jenna Thompson had 9, Bader Walden 4, Brooklyn Scott 3, Lila Burwell 2, and Kaylee Brown 1. Then in the boys' game, it played out in a similar fashion, as the Dogs took care of business against Monterey with a 73-49 win, where Nolan Adams dropped a career-high 29, Cole Eats had 12, Lance Burchett 9, Nate Adams 8, Warner Melton 7, Caden Copeland 4, Hayden Adams 2, and Ramsey Hayes 2. Daniel, just total domination from both squads against Monterey.
Absolutely, and highlighted, of course, by the induction of those Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members. A great night in Salina on Tuesday.
It sure was.
On Friday, I'm sorry.
Folks, we'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Range here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Folks, welcome back here to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Ice Hawking Strong Girls 7A update. Action back on Friday night. Clay County beat Monterey 50-25. Gordonsville lost to Van Buren County on the road 53-63. Red Bull and Springs lost to Clark Range, but it was close. 35-39. Then on Saturday, Pickett County beat South Pittsburgh 73-37. Last night, Gordonsville lost to Watertown 41-49. And Coach Sims, Coach Rogers, and Lady Buffs lost to Colefield, the Lady Yellow Jackets, 50-62. So they played last night and got beat.
Well, that's good. You know, anytime they lose, that's a good thing. But that's the second time they've lost to them this year. I know Colefield beat them earlier, so. You know, like we was talking earlier, you know, I don't know what happened. I don't know if Hopkins played last night, but I don't think she's on the floor tonight, so that's got to help us.
Yeah, senior Katie Hopkins, really the, you know, easily the best player on the Lady Buffs, not dressed that we can see here tonight. Of course, tonight's action, 9-12 Clay County right here at 17-7 Clark Range, 9-12 Gordonsville at 10-8 Jackson County, and 4-18 Red Bull and Springs at 19-3 Pickett County. Current District 7A standings, Pickett County undefeated in conference play, 5-0. Then we've got Clark Range, the Lady Buffs, 4-2 in league play. Clay County and Gordonsville tied in third place at 3-3. And then Red Bull and Springs at 0-7. Coach Sims, you talked about it. You know, no difference really in finishing 2-3. But a win here tonight helps you guarantee you finish as a 2-3.
Yeah, I mean, since we lost that game to Gordonsville, you know, if we lose tonight, then us to lose to them, we'll end up tied with them, have to flip a coin or do something. I don't know what, but I guess they'd win because of head-to-head. But, yeah, anytime you can come up here and win a game, you know, that's a feather in your cap. You know, I don't care what kind of team you've got or what kind of team Clark Range has got. If you can win on this floor, you know, it's a big thing.
Absolutely, no doubt. We'll talk more about that throughout this contest. Girls 7A updates and brought to you by Strong and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We're going to go ahead. Got about 3 minutes before tip-off. I know we'll have a longer national anthem and stuff. We want to make sure that we get in Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to us by Ollie's Place. Will we get Coach Sims' thoughts on this one? And perhaps a little bit more talking points maybe than sometimes tonight. Part of it just, if nothing else, the history of it. Coach Sims alluded to it a minute ago. He said any time you can get a win on this floor, it's a special thing. Well, here's why. Because since 1987, since the start of Mr. Sims' career, only 4 wins on this floor. 1993, 1998, 2000 and 2002. And dare I say that four wins on this court, Coach, probably something that a lot of folks can't boast of. But it's been 23 years since we went on this floor. Players on that team included Mallory Walker-Burville and Brooke Smith-Wicks. They've got daughters playing on this team, and we still hadn't went on this floor since then.
It's been a while. Yeah, we've given away a couple up here. You know, in 12, the year we won it, we had the game won. You know, let them tie it up, went in overtime, and they had momentum, ended up beating us, and they even beat us at our place that year, but we beat them in the tournament when we had to. But, it's a hard place to play. I don't know. It's small and all that stuff. You know, the crowds are on you, but I don't know. It's just hard to play here.
What about this year's edition, with or without Katie Hawkins, and it does not look like she's here. Don't see her on the sidelines. Man, that's the only other post out there that I see right now, the other senior. What does Clay Kane need to do here? I know about, taking smart shots and hitting those and stuff, but have we got to play above our level or just go out and play our game?
I think we just go out there and play our game, kind of like we did at home. I didn't think we played that much above what we're capable of at our place when we beat them, and should have a better chance tonight without her on the floor, because they're not going to have any post game, or I don't think they are, because we just play our game. I think we'll be all right.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back here on the Horizon Sports Network. I have folks going to wrap up this H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show right before that break. You heard Tipsy's final take that is sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy's 10 and Tall downtown sign and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Right now we're going to get into the Gone Country Cafe. Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. Clark Range, Lady Buffaloes there, the home team tonight. Head coach Lamar Rogers, 48th season overall, 1,346 wins to 326 losses. 17-8 record this year, 4-2 in District 7A play. They do ride a one-game losing streak into this contest. Starting for Clark Range, junior number 10, Sophia Sitton. Senior number 12, Chloe Rogers. Junior number 22, Lydia Phillips. Senior number 42, Peyton Manis. And I believe it'll be junior number 0, Caitlin Cottle, starting in the place of Katie Hopkins. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, head coach Matt Walker, 9 season overall, 186 wins to 91 losses. 9-12 record this season, 3-3 in District 7A. They do ride a one-game winning streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 3, Natalie Smith. Sophomore number 11, Halen Garrison. Junior number 12, Baker Walden. Senior number 22, Casey Wiggs. And a junior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials until 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time for basketball here in the Mecca of single-A girls basketball, Clark Range, Tennessee. 7:55 and ticking first quarter. Here we go. Clay County with the opening possession. Always important to get a strong start early, especially on the road. Eads with it. Top of the key. Penetrates to the free throw line. Kicks up to Garrison. Garrison with a drive, and here's the first takeaway of the night. Taken away, but the layup missed. Clean up missed by the Lady Buffs, and a rebound, Lacey Wiggs. Well, she has it taken away. A lot of contact and a travel. So Clay County, another chance, Coach Sims. That was almost disastrous.
Yeah. Like other times, it might we feel like we got a good chance, and we do some silly things. Got lucky there. They missed two layups.
Walden to Smith. Smith across the timeline. Natalie kicks it over in the wing. Garrison now, three-pointer Eads, left side, no good.
Yeah.
Goes out of bounds. Clark Range ball.
Yeah, they come up playing a 2-3. Somebody, we have a little harder time playing against a 2-3 than we do man.
Clark Range with it here. 0-0 the score. 6:50 mark of this first quarter. Big story. Senior Katie Hopkins not dressed out for the Lady Buffaloes. Pretty sure she was All-District 7A first team member last year as a junior. And Thomas, that's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, no doubt, especially in this league. And there's no doubt she's one of the best players in it this season, too. Lady Buffs kind of playing from behind to start without Hopkins.
Phillips misses her shot. Lacey Wicks the rebound. She comes down and is fouled. Lacey will go to the free throw line here. Wicks has improved from that position over the last several games, shooting 33% on the season. But here lately has been even better than that. Does miss that first one. 7-27, that takes her 3-point, 17-51. Free throws made coming into tonight. Manis the rebound after Wicks misses both. 6:15 mark as Phillips comes across the timeline on top of that Buffalo head. Clears it to the top of the key, uses a Manis screen, works left, kicks over to Cottle. Cottle three-pointer, no good. Kept alive by Rogers. Swung back around to Manis out top. A near travel by Phillips, but she gets away with it. Now she drives. Passed off to Sitton. Sitton drives. Her shot in. Clark Range in front, 2-9. Working against pressure here. Ella Eads comes across the timeline, nearly circled away by Chloe Rogers. Now she passes across to Walden. Baker shot up, no good, and Baker called for the foul. First personal against Clay. Coach Sims, another, I'm going to call it slow start. For
well, it is. We're just not making good decisions with the ball. You might have to say it is up here when you come up here. You'll be playing great. You get up here, and it's like you don't know how to play anymore.
5:15 mark of the first. Clark range up 2-9. Rogers right side gives to Phillips. Now Manis. Manis kicks back to Rogers. Sitting going to drive. And the Lady Bubs here are going to have to find out what their offensive identity is without Katie Hopkins on the floor. And it comes from Cottle this time off right side. Now a foul being called against Cottle as she holds Natalie Smith on the inbound attempt. Many other capable scorers, no doubt, on this Clark Range team. But we know everything runs through Hopkins. A lot of times she's even the primary ball handler when she's on the floor. So it's going to change what they do. I'm assuming Hopkins played last night.
Hey.
Helen Garrison knocking down a three. Something we've been needing from her lately, and she has struggled from shooting from distance.
She has.
I don't think she scored in the last contest. Against Monterey back on Friday night. Now an inadvertent buzzer here as the clock flashed to 486 there for a minute. As the buzzer was going off, now it comes to rest at 426. Just inadvertent there.
I don't know. Clock keeper says she don't know what happened.
Yeah, she was throwing her hands up. So it wasn't me. Rogers inbound. 4-3 the score. Lady Buffs in front by one. Now a timeout taken by Coach Walker. 30-second break. He will take it with him. 4:22 mark of the first. Clark Range 4, Clay County 3.
Mark. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County trails by one. Early in this one, they're down 4-3 to the Lady Buffaloes. Both teams kind of trying to find their early identities here, Daniel. Of course, Clark Range playing without Katie Hopkins. Look for Lydia Phillips, the point guard, 22, for the Lady Buffaloes to try to fill that void and be that primary ball handler for Clark Range, get things going.
Yeah, I agree. This will be an opportune time for Clay County to capitalize here. Last six games played for these squads. Clark Range is 2-4 in their last six games. Clay County 4-2 in their last six games. Halfway through the quarter, Smith passes out to Walden. Walden crosses the timeline, sets up at left wing, kicks it back to Smith. Clay County trying to win in this gym for the first time since 2002. 23 years. We've talked about it multiple times. We have a state championship more recently than a win in this gym. And that's just a crazy thing to say. Coach Walker, 6-3 at home against Clark Range in his 9-year career. He is 0-10 in this gym.
Get in there.
Good drive there by L.A. Eads. Just couldn't get it to fall.
Sitton comes up with it, pushes ahead to Phillips. Phillips depending on Walden, kicks it out to Rogers. Rogers now to Cottle. Cottle not being shy with it. She works against Wicks. That's a matchup that Lacey Wicks is going to win 9 times out of 10. Give back to Phillips. Wicks, a strong candidate, in my opinion, for the District 7A Defensive Player of the Year, Defensive MVP. I certainly think that honor should go to her this year. Wicks, the rebound, pushes to Garrison. Garrison to Eads. Outside to Garrison, pulls the trigger on a three. In there! Garrison with two working. Coach Sims, we've seen it before this year. Maybe she's not always been consistent, but when she's been on, she's been on.
Yeah, maybe she'll be like that the whole game. You know, what Clark Range is doing, we ought to be ready shooting layups. I mean, they're pressuring everything. Since we get a layup or a rebound, they're putting two on it. We just have an outlet. Get it down. We'll have numbers. And then they're trying to double in the half court out front.
A takeaway here, Natalie Smith. Smith with it. Pushes across, loses the handle, regains, 8-foot jumper.
Yeah.
Good. Clay County in front, 8-4. Once again, apologize for my voice a little. Much improved over last week, but still not normal. Three ball by Phillips, no good. Ooh, foul by Smith. And that one's kind of, you know, you almost had to call something, but I don't know.
Yeah,
that was a foul.
Yeah, she was looking for the box out, and good job. I think it was Cottle or Phillips one trying to get around and inadvertently kind of hooked her around the neck.
Yeah, ended up being kind of rough. Yeah, it was Cottle. Rogers, Coach Rogers' granddaughter, on the inbound now, a foul called against Garrison, I believe.
Taylor. Walden.
She's kind of backed into one of them, knocked her down. She really couldn't even see her.
It's her second personal, guys. She'll come out as Claire Kendall checks in. One junior for another. Eads, Kendall, Smith, Garrison. And that's Clea Crawford, who's checked into this contest. Wick's already out. And didn't see Lacey check out.
Charge. Oh.
Claire Kendall called for the defensive block, and then Coach Sims on with several of the Bulldog faithful wanted an offensive foul.
Yeah, she was out of control.
So Lacey, I don't think Lacey has any fouls. She didn't get shook up or nothing, did she?
I don't think so.
Minute 53 left in this first quarter. 8-4 the score. Clay in front. Phillips the ball gets to Manis. Her shot good. Peyton Manis, the senior, draws it back to a single possession game. Lady Dogs 8, Lady Buffs 6. Eads with it right side all the way to the block. Layup no good. Rogers puts the brakes on. Gets instructions from her Hall of Fame grandpa and pulls the trigger on a three, top of the key, no good. Rebound sitting. Gets up to Phillips. Phillips uses the screen, works against Kendall, shot up, no good. Mandis comes in over the back with the rebound.
We'll
kicks it back out to
Hill on the board.
Rogers. Now Connell fires a three, no good. Rebound, Smith. Of course, these teams met back on December 17th in Joe Sims Gym. Lady Dogs won that one 46-42. In that contest, Clay County actually out-rebounded Clark Raines 24-21. Early in this one, it's the other way around.
Yeah, bad.
Three ball, Smith, right corner. No good. Rebound put back by Garrison, no good. Clark Raines now gets the rebound. 25 seconds left in the opening quarter. Rogers, right wing, defended by Eads, gives off to Cottle. Cottle to Phillips. Phillips defended by Crawford. Ticking down to 10 seconds here in this opening quarter. Phillips on the drive, backs out. 5 seconds left, take away. Garrison with it, 3 seconds. Now two, bounce pass to Smith.
Get it
back
up
to Garrison.
Got all day.
Smith should have pulled the trigger from left block, tried to feed it back to her classmate, and the buzzer sounds. First quarter ends. Clay County in front, 8-6.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County leads Clark Raines 8-6 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Halen Garrison leading Clay County, 2 first quarter threes for 6 points. Natalie Smith has 2. And then Clark Raines splitting it 3 ways. Sophia Sitton, Peyton Mannins, and Caitlin Cottle all with 2 points. for the Lady Buffaloes, who trail the Lady Dogs 8-6. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of two decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community. Home builders and DIYers can trust Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
That they are. Clark rains the ball. They work at the hoop to our right. During this first half, we have not mentioned that for the audio-only listeners. Clay County working at the hoop to our left during this first half. Original five starters minus Becker Walden are on the floor for Coach Walker. Claire Kendall in there playing for Walden, who has two personals. Clay County wearing those black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, trimmed in white. Clark Rains, the white home uniforms, blue numerals, trimmed in gold. 8-6. Coach Sims, if you got a lead after one, that's a good thing.
Well, it is. You know, I didn't think played very good at all the first quarter, but we're still up two, so maybe we'll start playing better.
8-6 the score. As we mentioned, 2002, the last win up here, 51-48, final score, a three-point difference. And Coach Sims, we kind of ran out of time on commercial break earlier, but you was breaking it down 23 years ago, just like it happened yesterday. You remembered it pretty well.
Yeah, I do, because we did something that I didn't do a whole lot. We had a three-point lead, they had the ball, and we had about three or four fouls to give, so we'd let them throw it in, run about 7-8 seconds, and we'd foul them. Finally, we got a steal. The last time they threw it in.
And never did send them to the free throw line.
No, and they never did even get a shot.
That's great. Now foul going to be called against Clay. We'll have to see if it's Kendall or Eads. They give it to Kendall.
It'll be her second. And she's in there for Walden, who also has two.
That is correct, Tom. 8-6. Clay in front. Title on them, ma'am. If you're just joining us, no Katie Hopkins. 4 o'clock range. Their leader. We don't know the story. Don't know if she was injured last night against Coalfield. Of course, Clark Range lost to Coalfield last night
in action. Another offensive rebound.
Yeah, Manus is just killing us on the boards down there.
Yeah.
She's got the length. We know that. Garrison pulling the trigger on a three. No good. Lacey Wicks. Get it now. Put back your head.
Let's see.
Lacey Wicks just does so much for this team. Had a conversation earlier today with Coach Mount Walker about her. And he had nothing but praise for his only senior. Just talked about just what we saw right then. Another turnover created by Wicks.
The deflection off of the Clark Range player. And, she's just done it for a pretty good while for Lady Bulldog Nation.
Thomas, let's stay on air here during this timeout. Make sure we get to talk about our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. I'm afraid if we wait till later in the broadcast, we may get busy and forget.
We could do it, Daniel. They are our presenting sponsor for this basketball season and partnering with us to spread their message to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And they offer this message to help them do so. They say parents should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. It says parents should build their child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. Parents can learn more of that information online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We thank them for being our presenting sponsor, Daniel, and for all they do here in the Clay County community.
Certainly so. Clay County with the basketball coming out of this timeout. Kirk Kendall right wing, swings to Garrison, now to Smith. 6 minute mark, second quarter, 10-6. Clay County in front by four. He's with it out top. Clay County 3-3 in District 7A. Clark Range 4-2 in the district. Likely going to see these two rematch in the 2-3 game of the district semis. That is definitely not a given, though. Clay County, this one tonight, plus a big rematch with Gordonsville Friday night. Fire Kendall knocking it down. Left wing, the junior, has got some big shots here in the last couple weeks, and that's one of them.
She's hit a few shots lately.
She sure has.
Big.
We've recalled her hitting some of those threes down there at South Pittsburgh, and I just think we see her becoming a lot more comfortable as she settles into playing a big role this year. We're getting deep in the season, guys. The 22nd game we're playing here tonight for this Lady Dog squad. And you can tell that she's feeling at home out there. Rogers firing the three, top of the key, no good. Rebound Kendall. Claire loses the handle. Sitton comes up with it. Loose ball steal, put back, no good. By Sitton, rebound one to Wicks. Lacey to Halen. Halen across the timeline. Garrison gives off to Kendall. Kendall, a strong pass to Eads. Baseline drive, floater blocked. Recollected loose ball, now she's fouled. Ella Eads, I believe, still looking for her first points in this one. Perhaps she'll get them here from the free throw line, where she's a 72.5% shooter.
We need her to kind of pick it up a little bit. I mean, she really hadn't taken any shots to mount anything.
She's gotten a step a time or two, just hasn't been able to finish at the rim. That time she gets to the line.
Shot.
Hits that free throw. She is shooting well from there. Her and Bader Walden, a lot of the other starters are all below 50%. Walden right at 70%. And Eads at 72.5. Second one's away. No good. Ooh, a nice rebound by Smith. They say she travels. That's a tough one. I'd almost call a foul if you get tripped by a player. But, I mean, it wouldn't a foul. I guess it's just a travel. Cottle there laying on the ground behind her. And it's kind of what made her fall down. Clay Kennedy's cheerleaders. We don't always mention them. You can see them if you're watching the video feed wearing some good-looking gold uniforms down there tonight. I don't know if we've seen them all season long from Stephen Atlanta Chitwood. Nice to have them, Thomas. Once again, we oftentimes get busy and don't mention them, but a group that has been working hard since the start of the football season. Don't have the full list in front of me, so I don't dare go through the names for our might forget one, but always nice to see them out supporting the teams.
Yeah, we always like to say they've got the longest season of anybody when they go between sports, Daniel, and had to make this trip up to Clark Range just like all the rest of us. And they're getting to see a pretty good Lady Dog start here as they lead 14-6 early on. Clay County starting the second quarter, Coach, on a 6-0 run.
Yeah, that's good. Just need to get a good shot every trip.
4:15 and ticking in the second. Eads with it. Works to the right. Gets to the block. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Stella Byers.
Let's go get them to start falling in a minute.
Clark Rains now with it. Sitting right wing. Picks up the dribble. Gets to Phillips. So that's Cottle. Her three ball in and out. No good. Rebound Wicks. Lacey just starting to take over down there. Works out to Smith. Smith to Garrison. Garrison step back. Open three right side. No good. Rebound Wicks, put back, no good, but she's fouled. Manners picks up the personal. Clark Range, as we mentioned, 2-4 in their last six. A loss to Clay County, lost to Piggott County. They beat Gordonsville. Then they lost to Smith County, beat Red Bull, and then lost to Coalfield.
Pretty good teams they've lost to, but still, that's uncharacteristic for Clark Range team to go 2-4 in a six-game stretch. Well, he just barely beat somebody Friday night 4 points. Who was it? Gordonsville or Red Bowling?
Red Bowling, 35-39.
Yeah.
Over at Red Bowling.
4-point game.
Eads makes them both to get the lead to 10, Daniel. 16-6.
Biggest lead of the night for Clay. Byer shot blocked by Wicks. Going to stay at the Clark Range end here. Kendall kind of saved it as it went out of bounds. Could not get there in time.
Put one in there I hadn't seen before, 43.
Yeah, Byers. A freshman, Stella Byers.
Freshman. Stout looking.
Yeah. Yes, solid build. On the floor here for Clay County, just checking in, is Kaylee Brown. She's joined by Garrison, Smith, Eads, and Wicks. Walden has two personals. Kirk Kendall, two personals. So now Kaylee Brown having a turn. As Phillips knocks down a three.
They'll start hitting some of them. They ain't going to miss them all night, I'm afraid. I wish they would.
16-9 now. Clay up by 7. 3 minutes left in the second quarter.
First three they made of the night, and it stops Clay County's run at 8.
Eads, left wing, baseline drive, gets past Byers into the paint, past Manis, misses the shot, cleaned up by Brown. Bound to Wicks. Wicks is killed by Byers.
Finally called it.
Yeah, that's kind of the first one. We've been wanting some of those. If they hadn't have called that one, some of the folks who made the trip up from Clay County might have went on the floor and called it for them.
Could have. The delayed whistle there got them fired up, Daniel.
Of course, we are at Clark Range. That's you get some calls and on your home court, I suppose.
Yeah, I get plenty of them up here.
Got Harrison with it, extended wing, kicks over to Smith. Smith now drives against Phillips, kicks to Garrison. Garrison shot fake, it works left. Now pushes inside, gives to Kendall. Fire over to Natalie. Natalie fires the three. No good. Rebound Manis. Manis is going to get two out of three rebounds. She's just tough in there. Of course, on her end, Wick's going to get that on for us for our end. Inside to Manis. They don't get her going on that one. Misses the shot.
Move.
Clark Range really missing Katie Hopkins. Wicks to Eads. Eads in the corner. Ella drives to the paint. Gives to Garrison. Swings to Smith. Minute 50. Coach Walker up on his feet. Not much of a sideline here at Clark Range. All the players on the bench with their toes on the floor. And now a travel call. Haylen shuffling those feet on the catch. Jenna Thompson coming to the scores table to check in. And Natalie Smith checks out. Minute 46 left in this second quarter, 16-9, Thompson.
Yeah, Clark Range with a three-pointer on about two possessions ago. Their first points of the second quarter, that's been the difference. No offensive production out of the Lady Buffaloes without Hopkins.
No, that's on the drive. Officials say it touched Wiggs last. Manis also went up for it.
Yeah.
Minute 36 left in the second. Rogers inbound.
Waddle.
Nice inbound play. Cottle there with the bucket. Five-point game, 16-11. Takeney's led the majority of this contest. Clark Range got up 4-9, then it was 4-3 after Garrison hit a triple. Clay County moved in front and have stayed there. Low scoring affair. When the teams met the last time at the half, it was 21-20. Clark Range was in front. Phillips with a takeaway. Misses the layup. That's about the fourth layup Phillips has missed.
Yeah, they missed a bunch of them.
Kendall to Wicks. Wicks the three. High off the glass, no good. Whoa, what a call. It was dribbled off the foot of Sitton, but somehow given back to the Lady Buffs.
We can't get a break.
Strange. We had a bad view, but did not see that one that way. Cottle with it. Gives back to Rogers. 50 seconds left in this second quarter. Manis in the corner. 16-11. Clay County in front by five.
What?
A foul going to be called against Clay County. Some home cooking going on up here. Better than that Arby sandwich we had on the way in Livingston, Thomas.
Maybe, Daniel. It was the Lady Buffs.
Well,
Phillips on the inbound.
Two times we stood there asleep, let them break to the basket, wide open.
Gotta do better.
That's all it done. They ain't set a screen. They ain't done nothing.
Timeout taken by Coach Walker. We'll play one ad and take it with them. 32 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County in front, 16-13.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clark Range on a 7-0 run of their own here, Daniel, as they've cut this game to 16-13. Lady Dogs up by three. A little over 30 seconds left here in the half.
Yeah, Lady Buffs on a run here. Hopefully Clay County can get points here and put a strong finish on this first half. Natalie Smith kicks to Garrison. Garrison with two three-pointers in this first half. Haylen drives, gets to the block, turns around. 12 seconds. Knocked out of bounds.
Well, we might have got lucky on that one.
Yeah.
I thought it went off her, but I couldn't see from here.
I kind of agree. 10 seconds on the inbound. Smith with it. Natalie works to the free throw line. 6-foot floater. No good. Wicks, rebound.
Back.
Put back. No good. Rebound is a buzzer. No good. Had some good looks. Couldn't get the points. 16-13. Clay County leads by 3 at the break. Time for the Popper Girl Body Shop Halftime Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clark Range, Tennessee for Lady Bulldog basketball. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Clark Range in the girls' game 16-13. This time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to an 8-6 lead at the end of the first quarter behind two threes from Halen Garrison. She has 6 points here at the break, and then they outscored Clark Range by 1 in this low-scoring affair, 8-7 in the second quarter as they got up by as many as 10. It was 16-6 before Clark Range closed out the first half on a 7-0 run to cut it to 3 here to break at 16-13. Garrison again leads Clay County with 6 points at the half. Lacey Wicks has 2, Ella Eads 3, Claire Kendall 3, and Natalie Smith, too, for the Lady Dogs. For Clark Range, are playing without their star Katie Hopkins, Lydia Phillips, 5 points in the second quarter for five at the break. Sophia Sitton and Peyton Manis both with 2 points, and Caitlin Cottle with four for the Lady Buffaloes, who trailed by three, 16-13 here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out the new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including what do we have coming up next, Daniel? The local sports lowdown coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network at the half, 16-13, the score. Clay County in front by three. Time for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Kermit Exteriors. Hermitage Springs basketball, sixth grader Paige Gross will be playing in the Upper Cumberland Middle School All-Star game on Sunday, February 16th at Cobble High School. That game is scheduled to tip off at 1 o'clock. Seventh graders Calista Smith and Lily White will be joined by 8th grader Tyler Adams from Salina K-8. They'll be in the junior high game at 4 o'clock that same day, also at Coolville High School. Salina junior high basketball, both teams down in Fayetteville today, playing in TMSAA sectional action. Got some halftime score updates. The girls, both teams are playing East Nashville. Girls are down 11. Actually, that may be the girls. Let's see. The boys are down 11 at the half, it looks like. Yes, 7-18 the score in that one. East Nashville leading. In girls action, last report was a 13-5 score somewhere in the second quarter. East Nashville with the lead in that one, 8 points the lead. So hopefully those teams can get it going in the second half down there in Fayetteville against East Nashville. It's my understanding if they lose these contests tonight, the season ends. If they win, they advance to action on Thursday night, also in Fayetteville. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Gold Nickel squad are on a three-game win streak after beating Southern Indiana 78-65 on Saturday. They'll be at home on Thursday against SIUE for a 7:30 tip. Raptors 9-05. Tyreek Key and his squad are on a four-game win streak and lead the G League Eastern Conference standings with an 11-4 record after beating the Memphis Hustle 125 to 113 on Friday. Then they knocked off the Motor City Crews, 124 to 101 on Sunday. Against the Crews, Key finally made a return to the floor after missing action in a lot of contests. He saw about 3 minutes of action in that game, scored 2 points. It's my understanding from Doug Strong, who was able to go down to South Haven, Mississippi, and watch them when they played the Memphis Hustle. Got to speak and visit with Tyreek, him and his wife Ellen, and a lot of trades going on in the G League, some new players on that squad with Tyreek right now that the Raptors are trying to get traded to other teams, and they're simply highlighting them it's kind of the business of the game. So we expect to see Tyreek making a return to more substantial minutes once some of those trades perhaps are made. They'll be in Indianapolis. Well, they're actually in Indianapolis right now, playing against the Indiana Mad Ants. You said you like some of those names.
Yeah,
Coach Sims.
Mad Ants.
The Mad Ants of Indiana. Folks, that local sports showdown has been brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. The other folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Team switch into the floor here. Clay Kenny works at the hoop right during this second half of play. Clark Rains the hoop, two-wire left. Ella Eads with it out top. Clay Kenny leading 16-13. Led since early first quarter. Outside to Walden, who's checked back in. Had to sit during the second with two personal fouls. Once again, Clark Rains playing without.
Get in there.
District 7A first team member, Katie Hopkins. Natalie Smith hits the bucket there. Puts Clay Kenny in front by five, 18-13. Rogers swings to Phillips. Phillips out top, directing traffic. Gets the instructions from 48-year veteran Lamar Rogers. Half a century almost. He's been leading this program up on the range. 1,346 career wins, I believe, coming into tonight. Third all-time nationally. And I'm sure he's wanting to stay at it until he owns that record. He's got a ways to go, though, to catch those two in front of him, I believe. Becker Walden getting knocked to the floor by Manis. Away from that action is Halen Garrison coming up with a steal. Garrison kicks to Smith. Natalie well defending by Sitton. Now she creates separation. 6:45 mark of the third. Clay County settling into the half-court offense. Veteran guard Ella Eads with it. Works against Phillips. Entry past the Wicks. Wicks on the baseline. Kicks to Garrison. Pulls the trigger on the three.
Oh, good. Good.
Halen Garrison with three triples. Megan Hamilton has the single game record against the Lady Buffaloes with made three-pointers. Her sophomore year in 2001, she hit six of them, Coach Sims, against Clark Range.
Yeah, that was in the district tournament.
Yep, postseason action. Wicks with it. Shot up and good. Lacey Wicks with a nice bucket from right side and a timeout taken by Lamar Rogers. The Lady Dogs and Mount Walker come out with zeal here in the third quarter, 23-13, 10 points to lead.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County starts the second half on a 7-0 run to go up by 10, Daniel. It's 23-13, just like that.
Feeling good right now. What's not feeling good? A halftime score from that junior high girls sectional game. East Nashville, 23, Salina K-8, 5 at the break, if I have that score correct. Hopefully I've got it flipped.
Be nice.
But I don't think so. Clark Range with the ball here. They're wanting to stop this run. Like Thomas said, 10 points to lead. Rogers, deep three, in there. 23-16 after the big triple. Clay Kenny still with a 7-point lead. Mm-hmm. Clay County with the ball here. Eads with it. Backs it out. Only three times this year, Clark Range has been held to less than 40. And as you would suspect, those are losses. Actually, that's not true. They beat Red Bullen with that 39-35 win. Clark Range with it here. 5 minute mark of the third. Ooh, nice defense by Natalie Smith. Blocks the shot. Clay County in front by 7. Trying to win here at Clark Range for the first time in 23 years. Clark Range has Mandis posted up. They work into her, kick it outside to Phillips. Three ball, no good. Ooh, a foul called against Clark Range. Mandis throwing the elbow into Walden.
That'll be three on Mandis, as you see.
She does not like shooting. There you are now,
yeah,
Coach.
No, I was saying, I wouldn't worry too much about trying to deny her the ball because when they throw it to her, she just throws it right back out on the floor.
You're right, and that's where I think she's played her whole career with Katie Hopkins on the other side of the lane.
Yeah.
She usually gives it over to her. Mandis, a great player, but just not known as that offensive role. Walden out top. Swings to Eads. Clay County going to reset. Coach Walker up across the way. Looking to sweep Clark Range for the first time in his career. During regular season play.
Not a bad plan there. Ella Eads challenging Peyton Mandis. She's got three on her, Coach, so trying to pick up that fourth foul on her.
Halfway through this third quarter, Garrison with it. Kick back to Wicks. Garrison with 3 3-pointers made in this contest. Like we said, Megan Hamilton, 6 made. Is a single game record against Clark Range. Eads firing a 3.
Get in there.
Ooh, almost. Didn't go, though. Mandis nearly pulled it down. It's Rogers who heads the other way. Rogers in a trap. Gives off to Phillips. She'll be picked up by Wicks. 3:35 mark of the third. 23-16. It was 16-13 at the break. Is that right? 16-13 and a half.
Yeah, it was. Clay County started off the second half on that 7-0 run to go up by 10. And then you saw the three from Rogers cut it back to 7, Daniel.
Lady Dogs trail by 1 last time the teams met. 21-20 at the break. Then had a big 15-point third quarter in Joe Sims Gym. Third quarter over halfway over here on the range. And a 6-point third so far for Clay. But they do lead. Rogers, deep three, no good. Wicks the rebound. Lacey gives to Baylor. Baylor going to hand off to Natalie, and here we go again. 2:40 and ticking, third quarter, 23-16. Clay County trying to get to 10-12 on the year. Clark Range sitting at 17-8 on the season. Eads, floater, right side, no good. Wicks pulls it down, kicks it back out to Garrison. Three balls up, left wing.
Yeah!
The 4 3-pointer from Garrison, we mentioned it. She's a streaky scorer, and when she's on, she's on. We saw her uncle, Trent Bowles, knock down 8 3-pointers on this floor. His senior campaign back in 2011.
And she gets it back to double-digit lead, Daniel, at 10.
Clark Range with it. Inside drive. Kick back out to Phillips. Phillips, 3-pointer, top of the key. And a foul called against Natalie Smith. But it actually saved us a 3-pointer. You can't count the shot.
No, not if foul's over here somewhere.
Shot's no good. Foul on Smith. I didn't like the foul call in the first place, but it did save us the 3-pointer.
Yeah.
Second person, I believe, on Smith. Rogers works in the Phillips. Bang to Rogers. Chloe with it. Works to the top of the key, defended by Ella Eads. Minute 45 left in the third. 26-16. Rogers, three ball, no good. Wicks the rebound. Loses the handle, though. Picked back up by the Lady Buffs. Sitting, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Garrison. Garrison out there pass to Wicks. Wicks pushes across the timeline, one-on-one. Bounce past the Wilden, power dribble, and tried to get it back to Wicks. It's knocked out of bounds.
Number 42, we have a hard time getting a shot off on her. She's long-armed.
Man, this is good. Of course, I mentioned Lacey is my District 7A defensive MVP. I'm sure Manis for Clark Range does a good job of that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Walden firing a three. No good. Rebound Wicks. Put back. No good. And she's fouled.
Let's hit these.
That prior contest, leading scorer for Clark Range was Hopkins. She had 17. Followed by Sophia Sitton, who had 11. Clay County, when they beat Clark Range on January 17th, were led by Ella Eads with 23. No other Lady Dogs were in double figures during that contest, Thomas.
Yeah, well, that was a big game for Ella Eads tonight. She's only got three, as Clay County kind of spreading it around with Garrison leading the way so far.
Give us a free throw update on Wicks.
102.
Now Lacey called for the personal. I think that's her first.
Oh, really?
Second. That's something me and Coach Walker talked about earlier.
I'll say two up there.
Yeah, got two on her.
Yeah.
Wick's been able to play the caliber and brand of defense does, but to stay out of foul trouble. So far tonight, doing a good job of it. We saw her get in foul trouble. I can't remember which game that was.
She fouled out one game, man.
Yeah.
That overtime at Gordonsville.
Yeah.
She missed all the overtimes.
That's right. And that was a huge part of that game.
Yeah.
Not having Lacey out there. Ooh, Connell come up with a steal nearly collected by Wicks. Passes ahead to Garrison. Haven can't handle the pass. Taken back away by the Lady Buffs. Natalie Smith tries to get it.
Whoa!
Hey! Clark Range the ball. What a call. What a call.
We didn't even have anybody around it.
Oh, I've never seen anything like it. Only two Lady Buffaloes were down there. Well, everybody's going to miss one, guys. Here we go. Lady Buffaloes with a free possession here. Phillips looking for points. Atrocity. Clay County fortunately leads by 10, 27-17. Rogers with it. Drives to the hoop, or to the baseline, rather. Stopped by Eads. Wicks says, I'll take that. Lacey Wicks comes the other way, gets to the block. Lay up. 35 seconds left in the third. Lady Dogs lead by 12, their biggest lead of the night. Connell with it. Top of the key. Gives to Rogers. Shot fake and a drive. Now kicks back to Phillips. 25 seconds left here in the third. Phillips on the drive. Throws the shoulder. Gets the bucket. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Smith pushes across the timeline. Well defended. They say she going on a foul.
Got lucky there.
Yeah, I figured they was just going to call out a man.
She needs to be a little smarter than that, taking it up the sideline like that.
Kind of trap yourself almost, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, you're going up there with two on you. And you got two on one side, the sideline on the other. Back it up a little and
worked into Smith, knocked away by Cottle. 9.4 seconds on this third quarter clock. Now try it again. 8 seconds and ticking. Eads with it. Ella with a look in her eye. Floater no good from the paint. Rebounded by Cottle. Buzzer's going to sound on this third quarter.
Good look.
Clay County puts together a pretty good third quarter. They enjoy a 10-point lead, 29-19 after three.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range 29-19. They're up by 10 headed into the fourth and final quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Leading the way for the Lady Dogs, Halen Garrison. Four made threes for a cool dozen, 12 points tonight. Lacey Wicks has seven, Ella Eats three, Clark Kendall three, and Natalie Smith four. Lydia Phillips with 7 points. The only Clark Range Lady Buffalo anywhere close to double figures, and she's not there yet, as Clay County outscores Clark Range 13-6 in the third to lead by 10. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
7:40 in tick in fourth quarter. Clay County, the Lady Dogs, looking for their first win in this gym since 2002. They've got 7.5 minutes to do it. Clay Rogers, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Wicks. Wicks to Garrison. Garrison being harassed by Phillips and others. Gets it back to Lacey. Lacey to Baker. Baker firing the three. No good. Rebound, Ella Eads. Eads, baseline in a trap. And a timeout taken by Coach Walker. We'll just stay on air here. 30-second timeout being taken. Coach Sims, a 10-point lead here. A lot of time left.
Oh, yeah.
Clay County just needing to be smart and stay in control here.
That's right. You know, when we get the ball, you know, they're going helter-skelter, you know, attacking up there. We need to be keeping three or four on that end of the court and have some options to pass the thing. You know, everybody can't run off down the floor and leave the girl with the ball because they'll take it away from her. They almost got us right there, and we got out of it. But
seems like, and that's okay that they are, but it seems like the officials allowing for grabbing tonight.
Boy, it's always been like that up here. I mean, any time late in the game, I mean, Lamar is going to – they'll beat you to death, and the refs won't call it half the time. They'll take it away from you. It should be fouls called.
And if you're the Lady Buffs down 10 right here, that's what you're going to see, some aggressive defense.
Wicks with it on the inbound, 7:05 and ticking. Hands off to Natalie. Joining Wicks and Smith are Eads, Walden, and Garrison. Garrison with 4 made 3-pointers in this one. Smith on the drive, 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound sitting. Phillips now with it. And the Bulldog faithful wanted to travel. That does not happen. Rogers drives. Kick out. Taken away by Wicks. Lacey with it. Crosses the timeline. One-on-one to the rack. Is Wicks shot up. No good.
Right.
No foul call.
Not foul.
Phillips with the foul call. Single game leaders for.
Wicks doing a great job. Just having that confidence to take it straight to the hole. Go up and get fouled after the steal, guys. Senior leadership coming through here late.
Well, you know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Talked about the Bella Ashoks, the Maddie Hayes, and the Hallie Bufords leaving the program and who was going to take over at crunch time. Well, I think we just saw that. I think Lacey Wicks said, hey, I've got this. I'll help secure this thing.
It's another shot. Somebody's lane violation.
So great confidence by Lacey. No good on that second one.
Pull it out.
Hit one. Rebound Smith. First shot, no good. Sitton pulls down the rebound. Actually, that's Cottle. Cottle with it. Works against Lacey. Wicks wanting that ball back. Phillips now with it. 6:20 and ticking fourth quarter. 30-19. 11 points the difference. Low scoring game for Clark Range. Playing without their best player and leading scorer, Katie Hopkins. Phillips hands off to Cottle. Cottle back to Phillips. Deep three. Good. cuts it back to an 8-point game, 30-22. Now here's that pressure. You got to stay calm, cool, and collected here. Wicks with it. She's fouled. No whistles. Bounce pass over there to Eads. This is the shot left side. Man, it's rebound. So Clark Range wins this battle as the foul's called on Smith. And some of the frustration coming out. A lot of contact over here. No foul. Smith, the same amount of contact, and then the foul. Now, Lacey's been allowed. We've seen Lacey play pretty physically aggressive without fouls. Natalie getting called for that one up.
We beat that pressure. I mean, we need to have a good shot. You know, we can't throw up something challenged.
Inside to Manis. Manis in the paint. Kicks it out to Cottle. Cottle, wide open three. No good. Wicks the rebound. Lacey dribbling out of there with it. Pushes ahead to Halen. Halen crosses the timeline.
Right.
Reach in foul against Phillips. Coach Rogers not liking that one. Would have loved to have had the clean steal. Worked in to Smith. 5:20 and ticking.
One step up.
Natalie dribbles safely across the timeline, all the way into the paint. Kicks it to Baylor. Now Phillips comes up with a steal. Got the passing lane. One-on-one. Wicks against Phillips. Offensive foul. No. Wicks gets the foul, her third. Got there just a little too late, I guess. Didn't get the set up. 30-22, 8-point game. Phillips shooting to make it a 6-point game.
Now Phillips into double figures with that last three-pointer, guys. She's shooting for 12 points here. She's got 11 now. Made the first.
Cuts it to 7. Walden out. Well, Kendall in.
They cut it, but you know, it's our fault. We're going down here and turning it over and missing easy shots.
Yes, sir.
And if we don't quit it, we're going to lose.
Second one away. Also good. Cut it to 6. Timeout taken. A full one. We'll take it with them. 5:09 mark of the fourth. Clay County 30. Clark Range 24.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clark Range scored the last 5 points unanswered. They only trail by 6. It's 30-24. 5 minutes left in this girls' game, Daniel.
You got to keep this lead on them, not let them start believing here. Sitting, knocks it out of bounds. Clay County the inbound.
Yeah, Lady Dogs just a little out of sorts here of late. Not handling the Clark Range pressure, coach.
Smith with it. Crosses the timeline. Ahead to Garrison. A turnover. Hard to see exactly what happened down there. It did hit Garrison's hands. It was knocked away, but been awarded to Clark Range. 4:50 and ticking fourth quarter. 6 points the difference. Clark Range are going to make this thing a 4 or perhaps 3-point game. Kendall battling against Mandis. Mandis to Phillips. Phillips having to take on the role of the leading scorer here tonight for Clark Range. Icy Wicks, the turnover. She's got several takeaways. Here's a big one now. Knocked away from behind by Cottle. 4:28 mark here.
I think this is where you're going to get it in the hands of your veteran guard, and that's Ella Eads. She's got to go get the ball here and handle it in the half court, guys.
Yeah. I've not seen her with it a lot. Worked into Smith.
Over back.
Smith being harassed by Phillips. Works it out.
Look at there.
Kendall now being reached in on by the Lady Buffs. She gets it to Eads. Ella quickly back to Natalie.
Somebody on the high post.
4:15 mark of the fourth. 30-24. Kendall, right side, three ball. No good. Rebound, Cottle. Had a good look at it. Cottle ahead to Sitton. Sitton to Phillips. Phillips firing a three. You guessed it.
Huge shot by Lydia Phillips right there.
30-27. Clay County still in front. And here's a Lady Dog turnover. Clay County hand delivering Clark Range a big opportunity here.
Turning it over every trip.
3:50 mark of this fourth quarter. Full timeout taken by Clay County. Lady Dog still lead, but now by three. 30-27.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, 3:45 left in this fourth quarter. 30-27. Manis with the ball on the block. Throws it away. Over and back. Clay Kenny going to take back over. Going to be a trap. Going to be jumping the ball. Garrison to inbound off to our right from the baseline. Clay County going to have to move. We finally work it into Wicks near the five-second count. Now Eads. L.A. in the trap. Back to Lacey. Now to Wicks. Or not Wicks, but Smith. 3:25 mark. Ella with it. Gives to Claire. Now Eads. Here's the drive. Inside. Shot up. No good. Phillips comes up with it. Oh, nice defense. Lacey Wicks going down to the floor. Jump ball call. What about Lacey Wicks, guys? Playing like a true warrior here. Wicks, one-woman wrecking crew, essentially. Just having her back there on the press creates trouble. The inbound, not a clean one. And Clark Range takes back over. 3:12 mark here. And Clay County has not handled the tension of this last couple minutes well. They still lead, though, 30-27. 3 minutes left.
Lady Buffs have outscored Clay County 8-1 in this quarter so far, guys. Lead was 11. Now it's down to 3. Clay County needs a stop.
We ain't hardly got a shot. We just turned it over most of the time.
And what we have shot is felt rushed.
Yeah.
Claire has a good open look at three down here. That's really the only good shot we've had. Phillips now on the drive.
Get it.
Taken away by Eats. Eats out to Garrison. Garrison going to put on the brakes.
No.
Kicks over to Wicks.
You did right.
Wicks back to Natalie. 2:25 left in the fourth. Travel called against Smith.
Man, we can't do nothing.
.223 remaining. 30-27. Clay leads by three here at Clark Range. I have not won in this gym since 2002. 23 years.
Double.
And I travel by Sitton, and she gets away with it, but Garrison takes it away. Garrison now full head of steam all the way to the hoop.
Yes,
scores! Caroline Garrison says enough of that. She scored, and she's fouled.
Man,
Garrison
that.
Has four traditional three-pointers, and now she goes for a three the old-fashioned way. Halen at the line. Free throw away.
Good.
Garrison on the season only a 27% free throw shooter. So a big bucket there by her. 33-27, 6 points the lead. Minute 50 left in this one. Connell, wide shot. No good. Manages the rebound. Hands it off to a teammate. That shot is good. That was sitting on the bucket. Here's the pressure. Back to a four-point game. 33-29. Wicks with it. Dribble. Smith in the trap. Dribbles out of it. Pushes ahead to Kendall. Clare now being harmed from behind. Gets it away to Wicks. Now Garrison. Hagen dribbles behind the back. Back to Lacey. Clay County not having to shoot here, but she can't turn it over. Minute 15 left.
Oh.
33-29. Only two team fouls for Cartrange. They'd have to foul three times to get us to the free throw line. But the problem is holding it and not turning it over. Like I said.
Yeah. We done passed it more this trip than we usually do.
Yeah, that was a good possession for us compared to the prior ones. What we got here?
I don't know.
They just ran the clock a little too long.
Yeah. Minute three.
No, go get it.
Inbound to Smith, 33-29. Lady Dogs trying to sweep Clark Range in the regular season for the first time in a long time.
Kick it out.
He's on the block. Back to Garrison.
All you got
to
do.
Killing this clock right here. Now Smith foul. We got them where we want them. We just got to finish the deal.
They're down under a minute. Next foul puts Clay County on the line, I think, Daniel. No, it doesn't.
No.
I'm looking at the other wrong number.
Here's the inbound. 45 seconds left. Coy Rogers called for the foul. I believe that should be the fourth team foul by Clark Range. It still shows just two.
Three is what it says.
Okay. 44.3 seconds left. And again, we're talking about the time maybe on the clock?
I don't know.
Now we're saying that's the fifth. We're shooting two. Fifth team foul.
Oh.
I thought it was more than that. It was showing two on the board. They just didn't have them all up there. Garrison going to the
clock
line.
Clock keepers.
Yeah. Garrison hits that first free throw. She's 2-2 in the quarter. Well, 2-2 in the game from there. It's the only one she shot. 44.3 seconds left. Garrison makes it a five-point game. Can she make it six?
Yeah.
You bet. See the Facebook comment of the junior high girls lost. I hate to hear that. Their season ends. 15-6 record. The Clay County Lady Dogs here. Trying to hang on to a six-point lead on the range. First win since 0-2 up here if they can do it. Tyler with it. Gives to Phillips. Phillips, top of the key. 25 seconds left. Phillips, three ball. Short. Air balls it. Clay County ball. Whoa. I don't know how they did that.
Said Natalie touched it.
I don't believe it.
I don't either, but...
Yeah, partially blocked by Smith out there at the top
maybe
of the key.
Maybe that's why it was an air ball. All right, so Clark Range going to inbound here. 23.8 seconds left. Clay Kenny up by six, 35-29. Phillips with it on the work in. 8-foot floater,
pull
short.
Pull it,
rebound Wicks. Lacey pushes ahead to Hayden. Hayden puts on the brakes and she's fouled.
All right, we'll take foul shot.
Lady Dogs here. With a chance to make this a three-possession game. And we're not going to talk about any kind of nails in coffins or anything like that in this place.
No.
We're going to wait till a buzzer sounds before we make any projection. 36-29, Lady Dogs up. Another one. Yeah. Haylen Garrison, a big, big trip to the free throw line. 37-29, 8 points to the lead, 15 seconds left. Phillips with it, wasting time down to 10 seconds. This one's going to be done, folks. Phillips baseline drive gives to Manis. Manis is shot no good. Lacey Wicks with it. A nice rebound. This one's going to go final.
Hey.
And for the first time in 23 years, the first time in these girls' lives, their team has come to Clark Range and won a basketball game. A huge congratulations. I know it was a weakened form of Clark Range tonight without their starter, Katie Hopkins, but we will take it.
Nice win, girls.
It don't matter.
37.
Come up here and win. I don't care if they're playing sixth graders.
That's right. 37-29, only the fifth win for this program in this building since 1993, 93, 98, 2000, 2002, and 2023. Great job, Coach Walker, or 2025, not 23. Great job to Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs. Time for boys action coming up. We're going to go to break here for our post-game show.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clark Ranch, Tennessee. We just witnessed Clay County knock off the Lady Buffaloes 37-29 here in the girls' game. And it's time for Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap up. Coach, Clay County gets it done here tonight. Didn't come easy. It was a close first half. They were up 8-6 at the end of the first, up by 3 at the break, and then kind of stretched it out to 11 at one time in the middle of the third quarter before Clark Range went on a run to start the fourth, cut it to a three-point ball game, and then Clay County held on down the stretch, and that's about all you can say. They held on.
Yeah, we really should have won by more. We just kind of, I thought, let the pressure get to us there. You know, we was up about 11, and they was going down and scoring. We was coming down and throwing it back to them, but, you know, we kind of righted the ship at the right time. Finally, Halen hit a layup, got a foul, made a three-point play. Then she had another couple of foul shots. So, you know, we held on to win. It wasn't pretty, but, you know, that don't matter.
You know, next year or 5 years from now, they don't put a thing in the scorebook, was it pretty or not. It was, did you win? And we did, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. And, you know, this is a big win for the Clay County girls as they've moving up in those district standings, swept Clark Grange this year, kind of poised to take that second spot with Gordonsville coming up at the end of the week.
Yeah, we should finish second now. I don't know if we lost what that would do, but we're just figuring we're going to win Friday night, surely at home maybe, after, you know, playing this, coming up here and winning and beating Red Ball and some other teams. So, yeah, we're playing really well right now. And I thought Halen, you know, shot the ball good tonight and hit some foul shots and defended well. I thought she played a really good game. But we didn't get much scoring, you know, from some of our normal scorers. But I think Clark Range had something to do with that. They were really guarding Ella really good. And Natalie drove in, hit a few shots. Bader didn't get to play much the first half, but she had a hard time getting a shot off against that 42, whatever her name is. But
yeah, Peyton Manis,
yeah,
underneath, yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
But, yeah, just a big win. You know, like I say, anytime you can come up here and get a win, I think I've won four up here out of 24 trips and lost some we should have won. But that's the way it goes sometimes.
No doubt about it. For Clay County, they were led by Halen Garrison with 19 points tonight. She really came on down the stretch, Coach, made the threes when we needed them, and then was perfect from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, which was big for the sophomore.
Yeah, really big. 19 points. That's about half our points, wasn't it?
It was. Nellie Smith had four, Claire Kendall three, Ella East three, and Lacey Wicks with 8 points tonight. Leading the way for Clark Range, Lydia Phillips with 15 points. Chloe Rogers had four, Sophia Sitton four, Peyton Manis two, and Caitlin Cottle had four for Clark Range. Again, a big win.
Big win.
Here in Clark Range.
It'll get much bigger than this.
No doubt. Coach, glad to be here with you to witness it.
Okay, I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you. This Lady Dog Wrap-Up has been brought to you by EcoBuild Tennessee and Herman Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever, building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. EcoPounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stopping in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Making Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll bend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
when there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live from Clark Range High School on the H&H Home Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update on Friday night. Clay County beat Monterey 73-49. Gordons will beat Van Buren 75-68. Redbone Springs lost to Clark Range 30-63. On Saturday, Pickett County beat South Pittsburgh 59-35. On Monday, yesterday, Gordons will beat Watertown 61-32. And Clark Range beat Coalfield 55-52. Tonight's action, 14-5 Clay County, right here at 15-10 Clark Range. 15-8 Gordonsville at 17-2 Jackson County. Non-conference clash right there. And 0-19 Red Bull and Springs makes the tough trip up to 17-5 Pickett County in Byrdstown. Current District 7A standings, Pickett County 5-0 atop the heap. Gordonsville sets in second place at 4-2. Big game right here because of this. Clay County and Clark Range both tied for third place at 3-3. And Redbone Springs sets a nice place, Doug, at 0-7. Boys 7A updates been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Going to go ahead now on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show and wrap it up with a full coverage final word where we get Doug's last thoughts before tip-off. Brought to you by Ashog and Strong Insurance. Doug, once upon a time, this was not a feature game. Well, guess what it is? We just mentioned it, tied for third in the district standings. Clark Range, a four-game win streak coming into tonight's contest, and they want revenge over Clay County, who beat them back on January 17th.
Definitely. Probably playing as good a ball as anybody in the district right now, and tough place to play, Clark Range High School. So The keys for our bunch, Clay County's got to start out strong, good start, get some buggies so they can get into their press and do what we want to do and not let them dictate what we do.
Of course, saw the girls get that big win up here. They've seen the officiating. They know what they should be looking for. Adjustments got to come out, make them quick and get that early start. Clark Range refused to go away the last time when we played. It was a contest that saw Clay County lead by as much as 13, but Clark Range also led by as much as 8. Yeah. So it was a back-and-forth game that saw 6 lead changes. It'd be nice to get in control of this one a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, that the score didn't really indicate what that game was. It was a tough one start to finish. We just stretched it a little at the end. So, yeah, it'd be nice to kind of get control early if we could up here because it's a tough place to be playing.
No doubt. That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashland Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start with Clark Range. They are the home team tonight, wearing those white home jerseys. Yellow numerals on those jerseys outlined in blue. Brent Logan, the head coach, a 15-10 record this season for Clark Range, 3-3 in District 7A. They do ride that four-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Clark Range, freshman number 2, Dalen Davis. Freshman number 5, Noah Gunter. Junior number 13, Braxton Sears. Sophomore number 15, Tristan Taylor. And a junior number 24, Brighton Swallows. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the visiting team tonight, wearing those gold travel jerseys, black numerals on the jerseys. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, one of the newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. His 25th season overall leading this program. 552 wins to 223 losses. A 14-5 record this season. 3-3 in District 7A. They ride a one-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County, junior number 2, Cole Eads. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Got the lights turned off here at Clark Range, getting ready for District 7A boys action. Saw the girls win for the first time in 23 years up here. Going to see the boys under the tutelage of Coach Edwards try to have a 21-4 record up here. He's only had 4 losses in his 25 years in this gym. Matter of fact, right now, Doug, a 24-game series win streak against Clark Range. That started back in 2015. Basically, it's been a decade since the Buffaloes have lost to the Dogs. And that makes them hungry.
That was a good move around. He caught a walk, but it looked like a pretty good move with Swallows right there.
Swallows, Thomas, you correct me if I'm wrong, but a returning first-team District 7A player from last year as a sophomore?
I think it was – I know he made the all-district team. I'm not sure if it was first-team or not.
Maybe
I'd have to look that
game
up. But definitely a really good player and the leader of this Buffalo team.
Oh, yeah, he's solid.
Nolan Adams out top. Nolan been playing great lately. Works it over to Cole Eads. Eads, 3 ball up and away, good. Cole Eads opening up hot.
Nice-looking ball movement and shot by Cole right there.
Sears with it, works the Swallows right wing. Swallows comes out top, picked up by Hayden Adams, kicks it in the corner to a teammate. Now back to Sears. Sears, a junior, a transfer from Stowe Memorial. Really nice addition to this Buffalo team. Noah Gunter on the drive and a foul called. Shooting foul. I believe Nolan with the personal. May have not announced it. Said what it was?
Nate.
Nate picks it up.
I thought he'd done two numbers when I couldn't see what he was saying.
Both of the free throws are good by the freshman Noah Gunter, and Clark Range trails 3-2. After Coleeds hit that big triple, Clay Kenny now tries to build on this one-point lead. Lance Burchett with it. He pulls the trigger. In there.
Nice.
Great start. 2 of 2 from 3 for Clay County. Gunter drives inside to the block. Defended by Eads. He kicks over to a teammate. That's number 1, Mason McQuarter, if my roster's correct. Now Swallows with it on the block, defended by Cole Eads. We saw Eads drawing some of those tough defensive assignments this year. Doing a good job with them, guys. Eads now trying to deny the shot. Swallows misses the baseline jumper, rebound Nate Adams. Nate, full head of steam, comes across the timeline and into the paint. Euro step, a shot no good. Takes it back away from the Buffaloes. Does Nate gets a steal. His putback no good. Swallows going to pull it back down. Gunter, 3 ball, right side, no good. Rebound to Olin. 6-minute mark of the first. 6-2, Clay County in front. Baseline drive by Lance. Turned away at the block. Gives to Hayden. Hayden, 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebound, Swallows. Swallows now hands off to Sears. Sears now working against Lance. Who gives to Gunter? Clark Rains, 15-10 on the year. Started off kind of slow, but their record has improved of late. As we mentioned, they're on a four-game win streak.
And some pretty tough competition in that little stretch, I believe.
Yeah. Nice wins. They beat Gordonsville by 21 points. Gordonsville beat Clay County. That Gordonsville-Clay County score was 63-68. And Gordonsville was actually up on us by double digits before we cut back into it. Bucket there, I think, for quarter with the bucket for Clark Range as Lance Burchett comes down and adds a bucket for Clay.
That's going to be a tough matchup for Clay tonight, or for Clark Range to try to cover him.
8-4, Clay in front. Swallows on the rebound, found by Hayden Adams from behind. Sears to work it in. McQuarter now with it. Top of the key. Gives to Swallows. Swallows now driving against Hayden. Hayden doing a nice job moving with him. Swallows gets the bucket, but wasn't because Hayden wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be a tough matchup. We done a pretty good job in him home early, but now late he got going pretty good. So it'll be a tough matchup for us.
Yeah, he led the Buffaloes with 19 in that contest in Salina. And you're right, Doug. We contained him pretty well for most of the game.
Burchett, three ball, right side, in and out, no good. McQuarter knocks it out of bounds, and they give it to Clark Range. But I can't even complain about that because multiple times during the girls' game, we saw what we thought were strange possession calls. So we just need to expect it.
Yeah. Yeah.
4:15 mark of this first quarter, 8-6. Clay in front here. Davis kicks to Sears. Sears inside the Swallows, who's posted up in the paint. Shot up and good.
Tie ball game.
8-8 it is. Nate with it looks over to Coach Edwards, who's up on his feet early in this one. Nolan right side, back to Nate. Nate on the drive, back to Nolan. Nolan now going to get back to Nate in the corner. Nate to the block, shot up, he's fouled. Nate going to go to the line to shoot two.
This is a good aggressive take right there. I think some of the early possession, he forced him a little in there. That was a little better take right there.
Nate averaging 17.3 points per contest, 5.1 rebounds, 3.2 assists, shooting 58% from the free throw line. Hits on that first one. Of course, got somebody listening tonight who typically is not a listener. He almost always is in person, and that's Nate Nolan and Hayden's grandpa, Larry Adams. He's not able to make the trip tonight. Hopefully he's able to tune in and enjoy the broadcast, and hopefully he'll get to hear his grandsons and their teammates get a good win here on the range. 10-8 the score. Clay County in front by two. Swallows loses the handle, and it's going to come Clay's way.
Hey, one thing Clark Range done a little different tonight than they've done the first time. They're going to Swallows early, getting him involved.
Lance puts on the brakes right before the timeline. Bounce pass ahead to Cole. Now back to Lance, and now Nolan in the corner. Nolan has crept up over the double-digit mark on average for the season. It's Hayden Adams working hard on the block. He fouled. Nolan's had some great games recently, up to 10.6 points per contest he's averaging, so basically 11 there. He's pulling down four rebounds a contest, adding four assists, and shooting 62% from the free throw line. So I think this post-Christmas stretch for Nolan, probably the biggest improvement on the team pre-Christmas to post-Christmas. Lane violation?
Well,
is that what they call?
Yeah, Hayden left going. Normally the violation is when you go forward, but he can't leave the circle there.
Oh, okay.
He went ahead after he shot it and was backing out and crossed the 3-point line.
So hit one of the two.
Right.
Makes it 11-8. Clay up by three. Clark Raines inside McWhorter. A nice little move.
Yeah, that's a solid player. And like I said, good young Clark Raines team. They're going to be something to deal with the next couple of years.
And McWhorter's a freshman.
Yeah.
Got Dalen Davis and Noah Gunter, also freshmen who play a lot more. Burchett, right side. Clay up by one, 11-10. 2:40 mark of this first quarter. Lance on the drive into the paint. Double dribble call. Lance a little confused, and obviously Lance had done something that he's done all season long, because, you know, Lance knows if he, if they call something and he's guilty of it, he seldom ever has even a reaction, and he was confused on that one.
Yeah. I don't think it happened late. I think it happened when he took off. Maybe he caught the ball, it hit the ground, picked it back up, and he took another dribble. I'm not sure, because I didn't see anything in the lane.
Offensive foul call against Clay County. Not against Clay County, but against Clark Raines. Nice job by Warner Melton taking that charge. Foul one against Tristan Taylor, another young player, a sophomore.
Yeah, that was a good get square in there and took it in the chest. That was a good move.
11-10. Clay in front by one. Nolan with it. Bounce past the Colt. Colt on baseline drive. Misses the shot from left block. Rebound McWhorter. McWhorter coming out of there with it. Gives it ahead to Gunter. His three no good. Rebound. A host of dogs. Nolan ends up taking advantage of it. Nolan, coast to coast. Layup good. Got the rebound. Full head of steam. Under control and got the bucket. Had some technical difficulty there in the Eco Panel Lady Dog wrap-up, I believe. Hopefully that does not take place again. Swallows with a bucket from left block. Keeps it a one-point game, 13-12. Douglas is even. Good pace.
Yeah, it is. Good play game, both teams so far.
Nolan kicks over to Lance. Deep three, right side, no good. Minute and a half left in this opening quarter as Clark Raines takes back over, looking for a lead here. Sears going to work the Swallows. Only one senior, by my count, on this Buffalo team, and he's reserved. That being Ethan Phillips. Sears through contact, going to go to the free throw line. Nolan Adams called for the foul, his first. It's an excellent job of you, Doug, talking about the youthfulness of Clark Raines, even their more experienced players, only juniors.
Yeah. Now, like I said, they're well coached, and that's one thing you see in this district. It's the guys are well coached. They're good coaches, so they've improved from last year, daylight to dark, and then next year this team's coming back. So,
well, and something else about next year, y'all mentioned it on the ride up here. I had forgot, and that's Jackson County coming back to single A with a strong, strong boys team next year. So District 7A boys, once again, going to be stout next year.
Oh, yeah, Jackson County coming in. Like I said, they're ranked top 10 in AA this year. Got a good chance to make a run there. Then they're coming back to us, bringing pretty much their whole team back.
Clark Raines taking a lead, 14-13 after those free throws. And here they are trying to build on it. Gunter with a steal to the rack. His shot blocked by Nolan Adams. They call goaltending, I think.
No, they're going to get Eads with a push in the back, I think.
No, they called it on Nolan.
What?
Yeah. They called a foul on Nolan. Let's see. I think the two you saw was two shots.
Yeah, they caught it on Nolan.
That's foreign to me because there was no body contact.
No,
he stomped the ball on the glass.
Yeah.
Now I'll take a goaltending if you want to say that. It wouldn't even last.
No, that's
good defense goaltending when you get it before it hits the glass.
But it certainly ain't a foul.
No doubt.
If that was on Nolan, I've got it to be a second, I believe.
Well, it's a Clark Raines 3-point lead is what it is, 16-13 after Gunter knocked down both of them.
Nate Adams evens it back up, 16 all.
Good answer. Nate needs to see a bucket go in. That should help him right there get a little rhythm going.
Sears with him, crosses the timeline, 30 seconds left in this opening quarter. High scoring affair here already to the halftime score, essentially, of the girls' game. Here's this first quarter comes to an end for the boys. Swallows with it, out on the floor, defended by Hayden Adams. Swallows tries to drive. Hayden doing a good job of staying with him there. Getting down to 10 seconds now. Hayden wearing that protective mask. Wins the battle, but McCorder cleaned it up. Swallows missed the shot with a good defense from Hayden, but McCorder got the cleanup bucket to give Clark Ranes the 18-16 lead at the end of one.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball.
Voice of the Bulldogs on the
Clay County
Sports Network. Here to set the record straight. Everybody thinks
Clay County
18-16
headed into the second quarter.
But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in the Salina Del Hall Woods Dog Barbecue with their famous
Clay County
Cole shredded chicken ribs for roast potatoes. All served on that side. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall Woods Dog Barbecue, Publix's best barbecue.
For Clark Range, who lead by
security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more.
Good to see you shooters get a little rhythm going.
We've seen that average of Nate's drop a little bit the last few games from 18 down to 17. And, yeah, just maybe, you know, a slump for him is still better than most people's normal night, you know.
Well, a lot of things have happened, too. He's drawn a lot more attention.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to gear to him a little bit and try to slow him down and make other teams beachy, so.
Well, and I think battled some sickness, as many people have, too, through some of those games. That certainly plays a factor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Clark Range with it here. Clay County with the one-point lead after the Nate Adams three-pointer, 19-18. Buffaloes with the ball, 6:55 mark of this second quarter. Sears fires his first attempt at a three, no good. Nate the rebound. Nate presses ahead, gets it over to Lance. Lance, three-pointer, good. Catch and shoot in rhythm. Second three-pointer for Lance. And he hit, what, 7 down at South Pittsburgh, I think it was?
Yep.
So we know that he can make you pay. Swallows now with it. Shot taking a drive. Gets to Sears, now to Taylor. Back inside to McCorder. Almost taken away by Lance. Buffaloes maintain possession. Sears works to the right. Kicks it across court to Taylor. Three-pointer, no good. Hayden Adams going to be called for the foul. As Sears pulled in the rebound. Hayden gets his seg up personal. 1 thing we've not seen up here tonight in either game so far is very many bonus free throws in any of the quarters. We did see some in the girls' game, but not many. Big shot there by Noah Gunter. It's Clark Range got a second chance opportunity.
Yeah, Clay Range got to do a little better on the glass. We're not doing a good job on the glass right now.
Lance with it. Drives to the elbow. Now to the block. Kicks to Warner. Warner drives inside. Gets it off to Hayden. Hayden back to Nate. 5.5 minutes left, second quarter. Clay up by 1. Cole with it. Shot up good.
Good, nice, hard work by Cole there to get that and get a bucket.
Now Taylor misses his shot. Rebound Nate. Outlet pass to Cole. Cole with it. Foul by McCorder. Cole going to go to the line.
It's always good to have your quarterback throwing to one of your receivers.
Absolutely. Cole leads 9.3 points per contest, 4.7 rebounds, 1.3 assists, a 61% free throw shooter. Alicia Burns, I see your comment about hearing the ads going. They're not going now, are they? Thomas is monitoring that right now.
Yeah, I made a little mistake there at the quarter break, Daniel.
Oh, that's easily done. I make four or five a contest. If you've just made one, you're in good shape, Thomas. 25-21, so Cole producing some points on the free throws. Sears with a nice baseline jumper. I think his first points of the contest, he was in double figures with 13 in that contest back on January 17th.
And very limited play.
Yeah, he had to sit around half of the contest, didn't he? Sears to Inman after he was knocked out by Clay. Works it in the swag as an open three. No good. Rebound Nate. Nate, quick outlet pass looking for Hayden. Taken away by McCorder. 4.5 minutes to play in this second quarter. 25-23. Clay up by five. Sears to McCorder. McCorder shot faking a drive. Kicks it back out to Gunter. Gunter playing some big minutes here in this one. Sears misfiring on the three. Went out of bounds. I don't guess it was technically an air ball because it hit the net. But I'll tell you what, it's a good shot, just about 2 inches short.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he's got a good game. You know, that shot he's going to take. So we've got to expect him to take those.
Lance Burchett with it. Bounce pass inside to Nate. Nate loses the handle. Sears ends up with the ball. Halfway through the quarter, Doug, are you seeing what you expected so far in this one?
Well, kind of both teams a little bit sloppy, but, I mean, it's two good teams, so they're going to battle each other. Great defense nice. By Hayden Adams right there.
Sure was.
Got the hand up and then boxed him out for the rebound. And Nate comes the other way.
And Swallows picks up the personal. Bratton Swallows, I think only his first. First win for his second.
They said his second right
second
there.
Second personal. First win for Coach Walker and the ladies dug up here since 2002. 23 years. Very impressive.
Well, any win up here is impressive, yeah. Period. Because, like I said, over the years, we brought some really, really good teams in here. And
state champion teams.
And left with a loss. So
yeah.
Anytime you can get a win in Clark Range High School and girls basketball, that's an accomplishment.
Full timeout taken here. Second quarter of the boys' contest. 3:46 mark. Clacking you up by four. 27-23.
The insert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball VM, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County leads Clark Grange here in the boys' game, 27-23. Little under 4 minutes left here in the first half.
Doug mentions the defensive change to the 1-3-1. Swallows with it, gets past the line of three into the bucket. 27-25. Clay up by two.
Clark Range went to their 1-3-1. Both of them changed a little right here.
We frequently talk about the chess matches in these boys' contests between the coaches in this district, seeing one unfold before us tonight between veteran Rob Edwards and pretty newcomer Brent Logan. Yeah. Only his second year leading this program. Cole Eads gets his second three-pointer. Now, I don't know his story prior to taking over the program here.
I don't either, but he's got a quality program up here now.
A young guy, but you can tell a student of the game.
Well, and these kids play for him, too. That's a sign of a good coach. When your kids play for you,
right,
you're doing something right.
2.5 minute mark of this second quarter. 5-point difference. Clay with the lead. McCorder, right side, defended by Burchett. And a foul call, trashy call. A flat out a horrible one. Call it like it is, Thomas.
Yeah, just a body check right there of the hips of Lance Burchett. I haven't really seen that play out on the perimeter yet, so maybe.
But Clay County with their largest lead of this game, Daniel. It's been back and forth. They're up by 5 now, 30-25. Biggest lead of the game.
Nice to have that. Poor old Lance being mistreated with a foul call, though. Swallows driving it here. Gets the bucket. Doug, you mentioned it. You can't deny him completely, but Hayden doing a really good job this first half with him.
Yeah, and like I said, you want to make him work to get the bucket. And they're making him work.
Warner Melton with a nice little drive down the left side of the lane. Gets the bucket from left block. His first points.
That was a great answer right there.
Melton, the sixth man on this squad, averaging right at 6 points a contest, 2 rebounds, 1.5 assists, a 65% free throw shooter. So quality depth in Melton off the bench. Nate with a steal ahead to Cole. Cole misses the shot. Nate cleans it up. Got the rebound down the bucket. The freshman Gunter crosses the timeline. Gives to sophomore Taylor. Tristan Taylor now works it. Loses the handle. Take away Melton. Warner passes ahead to Nate. Nate to the block. Gets traffic pass. And he's fouled from behind by Swallows, the third personal. Unless they give, now they give it to McQuarter.
Nate already with a cool dozen here in the first half, guys, with 12 points. He's shooting for 14, and so far he's a perfect 4-for-4 from the line.
See some information from Facebook viewer Dalton Gore says that Brent Logan was an assistant coach under Rodney Powell for a long time, so we know how great Rodney was up here. Of course, he's currently at York Institute. Says he also played at Pickett County and was a 1,000-point scorer over there was Brent Logan. So no wonder he is so well-versed. Of course, studying under somebody like Rodney Powell speaks for itself, but also a great player was Brent Logan, too. Three-pointer by Sears, no good. Rebound Hayden Adams, 36-27. You talked about that lead, Thomas. It's extended out now. Even bigger, 9 points the difference for Clay at the moment.
Yeah, Clay County on a quick 6-0 run, hopefully to close out this first half.
Burchett missing on the three-point attempt. 45 seconds left here. Gunter having a big night. He drives baseline, gets it out to Swallows. Swallows the junior. Dribbles back out. Kicks across to Taylor at the wing. Down to 30 seconds. Sears with it. Gives it over to Gunter. Three ball up from right side. No good. Rebound Nate Adams. 20 seconds left. Clay County trying to end the first half with an exclamation mark here. Cole misses the baseline jumper. And we've got Sears and Adams. Mixed up here. No whistles blow, though. 8 seconds and ticking. Sears to the hole. Does a good job and gets the bucket. Desperation three by Lance Burchett. Nearly goes in but rolls off the rim. After the first half, it's Clay County 36. Clark Range 29. Stay with us for the Pauper Grill Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clark Range, Tennessee, for the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We're in the boys' contest at halftime. Clay County leads Clark Range 36-29. They're up by 7. This time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County trailed at the end of the first quarter 18-16 as Clark Range kept pace with them and went up by 2, headed into the second, where the Dogs outscored the Buffaloes 20-11 in the second period to claim this 7-point lead. They led by as many as 9 before Clark Range scored the final bucket of the first half. For the Buffaloes, Brighton Swallows into double figures with 10 at halftime. Braxton Sears has 6, Mason McCorder has 6, and Noah Gunner 7 for Clark Range. For Clay County, they're being led by Nate Adams. He's got 14 first half points. Lance Burchett not far behind with 8. Cole Lee's also playing well with 9 points. Nolan Adams and Warner Melton both with 2 each. And Hayden Adams 1 at halftime. Again, Clay County leads Clark Range 36-29. They're up by 7 here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Trout to their premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online at MacomBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more here at the break in Clark Range, where Clay County leads 36-29, including the Subway Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back here to Clark Crane High School. Clay County's boys leading by 7, 36-29 at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. According to our archives, during the 25-year Edwards era, only one player has recorded four games of five or more assists against Clark Ranch, and that's Tyreek Key. However, there have been three players to record three games of five or more assists against Clark Range. Name one of them. We'll read that again. According to our archives, during the 25-year Edwards era, only one player has ever recorded four different games of five or more assists against Clark Range, and that's Tyreek Key. There have been three players to record three games of five or more assists against Clark Range. Name one of them. If you'd like to try to do that, send in your guess to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Melissa Smith guesses Grant Strong. Sam Daniels does as well. That's incorrect. I'm laughing a little bit because what I said would happen, happened. Tyler Kerr immediately wins here. Because he was a classmate of this guy. And when I asked this question to Coach Edwards earlier, he immediately said this name. Now, he had trouble getting the other two, but he got them. Doug, I asked the same thing to you. You immediately said this name. Had trouble getting the others. We finally got them. Tyler Kerr says the correct answer is John Godwin, and that's right. He's one of the three. So, Tyler, of course, playing alongside John Godwin. A great many folks would love to see John Godwin in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, and I'm sure he will be one day because did a lot of great stuff. But, so congratulations to Tyler Kerr for another win in the Subway Tribute Challenge. He will be receiving through the mail a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich chargers ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day at 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Oh, we getting Tyler's going even deeper. He's named off another one of them here. He says, is Eric Stafford one of the others? And, yes, he was. Eric Stafford, John Godwin, and the other one is on the floor right now, Mr. Nate Adams. He has also had three games of five or more assists against Clark Range. Had a lot of other great guesses. Who scored that, guys?
Five.
Gunter,
yeah.
The freshman, having a good night. Had some other guesses. I'd love to highlight them here if I can. Tammy Melton also guessing Grant Strong. Sam Daniels guessed Gunter Silk. Thomas, you guessed that one as we played coming up the road. Tiff Brown guesses Jeff Spivey. Sean Melton also guessed the Grant Strong. Melissa White said Corey Hamilton, who was a great guard. Played alongside some good scorers. That's a good guess. But I want to appreciate everybody on participating. And also a shout-out to Gina Edwards, who's listening from the skies tonight, heading to California on our plane, listening in to her husband, Rob Edwards' squad here, hopefully still as they have a four-point lead, make it six, as Lance Burchett adds a jumper.
Hey, that started on the defense, Ben. Hayden got a block on Swallows and got that into that transition right there.
Good deal. Hayden doing a good job in that first half. Yeah, we knew Tyne would probably sniff that one out pretty quick, playing alongside John Godwin. I think we covered all of those. Thomas, we always appreciate those guys participating on the trivia challenge, do we not?
No doubt about it. And we see another three knockdown. It wasn't Gunner. It's the other single-digit guy. They changed numbers.
A quarter, number one. Gunter's 5.
What's this guy?
15.
Taylor. He just knocked that one down. Did they give it to him?
And what was the call along with it, Doug?
They had a foul after on Hayden. So the bucket counted, and then they had a foul on Hayden, so they'll get the ball out of bounds.
So
3-point ball game, guys.
Hayden picking up another one. Third on him, I believe. Inbound to Swallows. Teams have switched into the court. Swallows gets the bucket off to our left. Clark Green shooting at the hoop to our left in this second half. They can't the hoop to our right for you audio-only listeners. Lance with it. Shakes and makes. Gets to the hoop. Shots blocked, but a foul called by McCorder. Kind of the motion that McCorder chose to take there. That tomahawk chop gets the foul. Lance at the line shooting free throws. Burchett on the season. 11.5 points on average per contest, 3.4 rebounds, 2.8 assists, a 73% free throw shooter. Hits the first one here. Lance easily leads the team in free throw shooting. .620 mark of this third quarter. 2 points the lead, make it 3 for Clay County. Nice trap here by Clay County, nearly a turnover. Saw Warner and Nate with the trap, and Nolan nearly had the pass stolen away. Sears going to inbound from beside the Clay County bench, try it again. Works it into Gunter, who pushes quickly to Swallows, and he travels.
Yeah, had just a little too much momentum there. Couldn't get stopped, could he, Doug?
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to go, then he's got in between there.
Yeah.
Lance Burchett firing a three, no good. Rebound Nolan, kicks it to Cole. Cole's 3-ball, good. Left side, his third of the night.
Yeah, 3 in the double figures now for Clay County. He's got a cool dozen, does Cole lead. Lance Burchett also with 12. And, of course, Nate had 14 at the break.
Dogs with a steal, Warner with the finish. Can't get it, but Nolan cleans it up, misses the putback, but he's fouled. So another one going to go behind the shoot.
Good job of Clay County just staying aggressive right there. You won't see them knock him down, them little bunnies, but at least they stayed aggressive and kept after it.
Absolutely. When the teams met last time, Eads had 15, Burchett 12, Nolan Adams 13, and Nate 19. So 4 in double figures last time. And, you know, believe it or not, that's kind of the standard, isn't it, guys? For Clay County this year to have the 4 in double figures, it sometimes changes on who the 4 are.
Yeah, and there's 4 averaging right at it, as you chronicled throughout this broadcast.
And yeah, if you got 4 guys scoring double figures, it's hard to match up and guard that.
Well, you know, a huge reason why we see Clay County with this 14-5 record, Coach Edwards frustrated with that call. You could see him mouthing to the official, come on, man.
Yeah, Clay County back out to an 8-point lead here, and they've done it quickly.
45-37.
7-0 run sparked by the Burchett free throws.
These teams tied for third place in District 7. Taylor hits a 3 from right corner. Draws it back to a 5-point game, guys. 2 possession difference here, 45-40. And that's the one thing we kept saying over and over, as I recall the last time we broadcast, the Buffaloes simply won't go away. They won't allow you to put them away here. As Nate Adams adds another bucket.
And that's another thing that's impressive about this. Young teams seem to get a little pressure on them. They fold a little. This team don't. They stay after it.
Of course, you know, huge credit to Sears and Swallows for helping carry some of that, no doubt. But, yeah, those other guys believe in them, believe in the coaches, and that's why you've seen them have so many close contests. Even some of their losses, I believe, have probably been close losses. A foul now going to be called against Sears as he got into Burchett. Lost to Midway by 11. Lost to Smith County early in the year by around 20, so not as close there. Stone beat them pretty heartily. Jackson County, we know how good they are. They had a big win over Clark Range, beat them pretty bad. White County, another big school. They had a strong win over Clark Range. Sunbright, only a 9-point game there that Clark Range dropped. Lost to Gordonsville pretty hard, but we know what happened on the rematch.
Yeah.
They got them with 21, so Clark Range, a strong team this year. 15-10 record, 3-3 in the district. They do trail Clay County here 47-40. Mid-third quarter, 3:55 mark and ticking. Sears out top, gives to Swallows. Clay up 47-40. Swallows in the paint. Foul call. Coach Edwards frustrated with Cole there, telling him to, hey, get the hands up, get them away from the body.
Yeah, and Cole Eads has done a good job, he and Hayden Adams both, on the post player Swallows inside as Swallows finishes through contact that time.
Swallows having a good night scoring, but everything he's done has been challenged.
Yeah. And that, like I said, that's what you want these good players, is make them work hard. If they get buckets, they get buckets.
47-43, dogs up by four. Nolan Adams with it, near the volleyball line. McCorder comes out to, that's actually Nate with it, said it was Nolan. Nate now dribbles through the legs, defended by McCorder, picks up the dribble, gives to Cole. Cole on the drive to the left block, kicks out to Warner. Now Nolan firing the three. In there. Nolan Adams, I'd love to see his percentage on threes just in recent games. Because on the season, he's shooting 34%. He has hit 14 of 41. If I'm not mistaken, he started the season 0 of 12 from three.
Yeah.
So if we took away those 12 and said he was 14 of 39 or something, you know, he's even higher.
Big difference.
Well, there's no doubt of late he's found his range for sure from the outside as Clark Range. Keeping it tight here, guys.
Taylor at the line had the bucket and the foul. Of course, Nolan had the 29-point game there against somebody. Maybe that was Monterey last time out. I can't remember. Had another 20-plus point game right before that, I believe. Yeah. Maybe at South Pitt. I lose track. Timeout taken here. 3:01 mark of this third quarter. Clay County a 4-point lead.
This
after
is Daniel
Taylor
Strong,
the free
voice
throw.
Of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter of the boys' game. Clay County leads Clark Range 50-46. And guys, this has been a back and forth affair for sure. Clay County's pulled out to 7, 8, 9 point lead, but every time they do, here come the Buffaloes, Doug.
Yeah, they're, like I said, they just don't fold up. They just keep going after you and make those runs.
The big separator, and I guess that happened towards the end of the contest, you'll probably remember, Thomas, a 19-point scoring streak in that last contest for Clay County as Lance Burchett hits one deep side three. McCorder now drives the right side of the lane. Offensive foul call. Taking that charge was Warner Melton.
I think that's number 4-2 on him.
That's the second charge Melton's taken in this contest.
There's an art to it. We've had some good ones over the years. Dawson Russell, one of the best. I remember he used to take a lot of charges. I didn't remember that we had a 19-0 run at some point in that last game. Against them. Of course, from Andrew's game report, if it's on there, you know a trap.
Yeah, his stats usually ain't missing nothing.
I think that was in the first half. We closed out the first half and went up by about 10 at the break, and then they battled back after trailing maybe 6 or 7.
That's right. Lance Burchett, a nice, smooth jumper from the elbow.
He's deadly from that little mid-range.
Yeah.
He shoots that so well.
He's really back in his rhythm tonight after he was one of those that played through some sickness there. And you could tell it. You could tell it that he and Nate both were playing ill one night there. Lance Burchett, a pass from Nate. They hooked up for 1,499 yards together in the football season. And they hooked up for 2 points there. And you see Nate's assist numbers creeping up each game we're playing. He's got, well, it says 3.2 on the season, but here of late it's more. Nolan, you mentioned it earlier, Thomas. He's been having some big games with assists lately. He's averaging 4 contests himself. Sears at the line, shooting 2. First one's away. No good. 57-48. 9 points the difference.
And Lance Burchett with the last 7 points for Clay County. He's got 19 right now.
Well, that's, you know, we say it over and over. You never know which one it's going to be. Is it Nate, Nolan, Cole, Warner, Lance? You know, anyone can be the huge score tonight. Lance putting together a big one. Nate with it, trying to feed Nolan down low, pass knocked out of bounds. ...57-49. Doug Clay able to maintain a lead here. Oh. Missing on the inbound play. Gunter the rebound. Gunter passes down low to Taylor. Taylor shot from right block. Good. 57-51. Only 6 points.
I said, just keep battling, we. It's going to be one of those to the finish.
Lance pulls the trigger on a three. Misses right wide of the mark. Ball goes out of bounds off Sears' fingertips. He knew as soon as he touched it, it was a mistake.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers, guys, you talk about Taylor with that last bucket. He's got 11 in the third quarter himself. His only points there, but Burchett matching him with 11 in this frame to go with his 8 in the first half for 19.
Of course, each of these teams have one more conference game remaining as Nolan Adams gets a bucket from right side. Nice spin move. Clay County will be playing Gordonsville in Salina on Friday. Clark Range will be playing Piggott County. They've got one more round with them. Offensive foul call against Wallace. Nice job by Cole Eads taking that one.
Yeah, just kind of timed Swallows perfectly. Knew when he was going to duck and dive there,
yeah.
Doug. And pretty nice job on the timing by Eads.
Yeah. Sure was.
Coach didn't like that much. That's a pretty easy one, I thought, right there.
He was. Ducked the shoulder, turned into him.
Oh, a technical foul or a warning?
That'd just be a warning.
Warning on Brent Logan there.
I thought it was funny when Coach Sim says, when they start giving them?
Yeah, I didn't ever get a warning. Nolan Adams, what a shot. Two-pointer. Nice finish by Nolan in the lane. 61-51, 10 points the lead for the Dogs. 30 seconds left in this third quarter. High-scoring game here. Sears with it. Lance called for the reach-around foul. Lance getting a little aggressive on that one. Almost uncharacteristic. He got more body than he usually does.
Yeah. Looked like he may have got hooked a little when he went around him right there.
Yeah, I mean, something was different than the normal. So did they say his fourth?
Third.
Okay. Sears at the line shooting free throws, hits the first. 61-52. On the floor for Clay County, Lance Burchett, Nate Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, and Cole Eads. Hayden over on the bench, I think he has 4 personals. Nate inbound here to Nolan, 20 seconds left in this third quarter.
I'd like to try to get you a bucket here before the quarter ends, and you're going to get the ball back, start to 4. So.
Dogs lead it by 8 after Sears hit both of the free throws. 8 seconds. Nolan to the elbow. Mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound Sears. 4 seconds. Outlet pass to Taylor. Taylor with it. 1 second. Floater at the buzzer. Good off the glass. Free throw range floater goes in. Nice finish for the Buffaloes on the third. However, Clay County with the lead here on the range. 6 points the difference. 61-55 after 3.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clark Range, Tennessee, for Bulldog basketball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. 6-point ball game. Clay County leads Clark Range 61-55 here in the boys' contest. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Nate Adams, 16 points for Clay County. Lance Virgin leads the way with 19. Cole leads 12. Nolan Adams, 11. Hayden Adams, 1. And Warner Melton, 2 for Clay County. Brighton Swallows has 17. Tristan Taylor, 13 for the Buffaloes, all in the second quarter, or third quarter, and Noah Gunner has 10, so 3 in double figures for them. Then Braxton Sears has 9. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina's Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Sears called for the personal. 7:41 mark of this fourth. Lance with it near the half court. 6-point difference. Doug, pretty much exactly what we expected as Lance pulls the trigger on a three and knocks it down. 22 points now for the sharpshooter.
Big night for Lance tonight. He's playing very well.
Of course, came out of that South Pitt game and had the Pickett game Tuesday at home. And, you know, that's the night. Hey, this no excuse here at all. Once again, Pickett County took care of their business and beat Clay County Fire and Squire. But that's the night you saw Nate and Lance playing through some sickness, and they were not at all 100%.
Lowest point total of the year. I think the varsity scored 25, a total of 31 in the contest after reserves came in. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a good defensive ball game for Clay County.
Sure was.
Just kind of laid an egg on the offensive end.
Hayden Adams with a nice bucket from right block. Maybe his first points of the contest. And you see Gunter come the other way feeling the pressure. And now it swallows getting called for the personal, and he's a little frustrated.
Yeah, Clay County.
That was a pretty easy one. He hipped him pretty good, pushed him out.
Clay County stretching it out. Largest lead of the game, guys.
That's his field.
Yeah, I think he's expired.
That's huge right there.
Oh, yeah.
Up by 11 now, 66-55.
Biggest lead of the contest, you say?
It is.
Just a well-played game of both teams. You know, Clark Range just a player or two away from being at Clay's level here when Clay's playing well. And we played pretty solid tonight. Nate on the inside, working on the post. Shot no good. Rebounded by Cole. Offensive foul. Cole through that shoulder. Very similar to what Suarez did down here whenever Cole took the charge.
Yeah, that's a good caller. He cleared space. And I guarantee Coach Dever ain't arguing that one because we got it on the other end. That's all you want to see.
Right. 6:15 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Taylor trying to keep Clark Range in it with a three. Misses it. Rebound Cole. Gives to Nate. Coach Edwards in no hurry here at all with this 11-point lead. Lance Burchett, wide open layup. Good. Just blows past the defense. Timeout taken. Full timeout by Clay County. So Coach Edwards getting that 13-point lead, extends this biggest lead of the night and wants to go to break. We'll take it with them. 5:58 left here in the fourth. 68-55, dogs up.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC
and equal housing lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Clark Range with the ball here. McCorder drives to the ball. Shot no good. Rebound Warner Melton. Hands off to Lance. Lance presses ahead to Nate. Nate to the block. His shot good off the glass. 70-55. 15-point difference.
Just a good job by the Bulldogs. Just kind of take control right here.
Sears now going to be a ghost foul. Another ghost foul on Lance. Second of those he's had.
Yeah, Clay County scoring the first nine of the fourth unanswered, guys, to stretch it out to 15 here.
Fourth for Lance. Hayden now going to come back in also with four, I believe. Sears missing that first free throw. Warner Mountain, Nate Adams, co-leads. Nolan Adams, Hayden Adams on the floor here. Sears with another free throw coming.
So is Lance picking up his fourth on this foul? That,
yeah, according to what I had, and they've got, Sears hit that second free throw, makes the 14-point gain, 70-56. Now Nate with it, left wing, gives to Warner, corner three, too strong, rebound Gunter, taken back away by Nolan. Nolan now going to hit the 10-foot jumper, cannot get it to sink, though. Rebound and put back by Warner, good.
It's good effort by Clay Cannon there to keep that alive and finally get a bucket.
72-56. Dogs in front. Time's starting to get short. 4:55 and ticking. Sears banks it in off the glass. Nolan pushes ahead to Cole. Cole to Warner in the corner. Warner drives baseline. 10-foot jumper no good off the front of the iron. They're going to get Warner for the foul. A little aggressive, they thought, on the rebound attempt. Brady Sitton, who's checked in for Clark Range after Swallows fouled out. Running the point, top of the key, works against Hayden Adams. Deep three by Gunter, right side. Can't get it to go, Nolan the rebound. Dogs trying to hang on to what is now a 14-point lead and get to 4-3 in district play to set up a rematch with the Gordonsville Tigers in Salina on Friday night. A win here would put Clark Range at 3-4 in the conference. They would have Pickett still to play. We would be 4-3 with Gordonsville to play. Of course, Gordonsville, I think, sitting right now at 4-2 in the conference standings.
They've still got us and Pickett, right?
Sounds right. Pickett's only played five. So you could see a likely matchup. Timeout taken on the floor here. Could see a three-way tie. There's lots of things that could happen. If we were to win this week, we would finish up with 5-3 in the conference. Of course, if we beat them, they're going to be 3-4. They would be out of that three-way tie. Us and Gordonsville, I suppose, could both finish at 5-3. That would mean that they beat Pickett, though, in their rematch, and that would mean they have a better quality win than us. And we
this win kind of puts us in the driver's seat for that second spot. I mean, it really does, now that you've talked it all out there. If we go through tonight and pick up there, that should lock us in because the tiebreaker should be to us. Unless, like I said, they was to beat Pickett.
Yeah. Because I think if you split head to head, they go to looking top down if you beat a higher ranked person, right? And they're winning with Pickett. But anyway, they just got to win. They've done it here tonight. It feels still got 4:09 left to play, 72-58. But with Swallows fouled out already for Clark Range, a tough task for them to have their leading scorer on the bench and to cut back on this 14-point Clay County lead. Sears with it. He's going to have to be the guy for them right now. Dumps it off to Taylor in the corner. Taylor to the paint, shot up, and a foul call.
Taylor's been the guy here in the second half. He's got a Baker's dozen, 13 all coming in that third quarter. Another young player getting it done for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, it kept them in the game.
Pretty much. So,
good-looking sophomore. That Pickett-Clark Range game, of course, on Friday, as is the Clay Jordansville game. Now, assuming we came on here earlier in the opener, this is the last week of District 7A play of the regular season. And that's true. It is not the last week of the regular season, though. We've got two more games next week, just non-conference. Tuesday night will be at Joe Sims Gym against Kevin Thomas and the Jackson County Blue Devils, a team that beat Clay County to open the season, our downriver rivals in Gainesboro. Then we'll finish up on Friday, Valentine's Day. Friday, February the 14th, Clay County will make the trip to Jellicoe. And a foul called on somebody.
Sears, I think.
Valentine's Day will see Clay County go to Jellicoe. I think you looked it up, 4:30 Eastern time tipped up, girls' game?
I believe that's right, yeah. I'll take another look at it.
Nate Adams being roughhoused by the freshman Gunter. Official doing a good job of calling for quiet.
Coach Sims said that time was correct. That's what was on the schedule.
Okay.
Eastern time.
Yeah, 4:30 Eastern. Girls tip. Of course, the boys' contest, Thomas with Jellicoe, will be interesting to see how it goes. We saw most of a game with Jellicoe back on December 16th, but at the 7:18 mark of the fourth quarter with Clay County leading 62-58, the lights went out.
Yeah.
And they called the game after waiting for 10 minutes. And it was another 30 to 45 minutes before power was restored, so it was a good call.
Yeah, it was. Another first here on the Horizon Sports Network when the lights went out in Joseph's gym. But good competitive game. That's going to be a good one, especially up there at Jellicoe.
Yeah, for sure. Nate Adams hits the second free throw. What about the first one?
Got them both. Give him 20 in the game.
74-58. Clay with the lead. Nate rebounds a Sears miss.
I love Clay to get good and patient right here. Should be nothing but layups now.
Nate with it. Cross the timeline. Back to Lance. Lance now in a trap. Gets it back to Nate. 3 minutes left in it. Cole down to Nolan. Nolan lets the traffic clear and gets the easy bucket.
Good patience there, moving the ball and get a good easy layup.
Yep. Deep ball by Gunter. Had a good line on him. It's a little bit short. Rebound Lance Burchett. Lance dribbling out of a trap. A foul called on Gunter. We'll go down to Lance. Well, more than likely, hit two free throws with his high percentage. Coach Edwards meeting Clark Range for the 62nd time tonight. 52-9 in his career against Clark Range. As we mentioned, currently a 24 game, fixing to be a 25 game series win streak that started in 2015, but that's not the longest he's had against them. A 26-game series win streak that took place from 2002 through 2011. So getting close to that.
Pretty impressive record right there, no matter who you're beating.
Well, like we said, so many of those battles coming when Coach Edwards' good friend Rodney Pyle leading this Clark Range program, and they would do battle from a coaching standpoint. Coach Edwards some years had, we'll say the majority of the years, had the more talented team. Coach Pyle had some talented squads as well, and we get his wins in there too. But,
well, we've come here several times and just escaped getting out of here. Coach Pyle over the years, great coaching and He is prepared to beat you when you come in this place. And Coach Logan looks similar. Sure. So they've got a good, bright future with their coach and their team.
Teams even met somewhere along the line in there, maybe the 09 season for region championship down at Watertown.
Yeah, there was a little bit of run there where Coach Powell was sub-state team.
Yeah.
Maybe went to the state tournament one time. I can't remember.
That
sure.
Sounds right. Gunter with the bucket off right block. Makes it 78-60, 18 points the difference. 2:05 left in this one. Lance Virtue just letting time run out as he dribbles away from the Buffaloes. All over but the crying here is Nate going to be fouled going to the line. Whoa, Sears pushing Nate Adams. It wouldn't be malicious, but nonetheless a push. I can't believe that they let Sears continue on here. Once again, it wasn't very malicious. No. I mean, it was a gentle push.
Yeah.
But you can't, you know, you can't lay hands on a opposing player.
No,
now, the best thing the Clay County fans can do is not worry about it, though. You know, because they can't change the call.
Yeah, I'm thinking he didn't see it. I
must
mean, obviously. Because when you see that, you got to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. It was kind of nonchalant.
It was, but, you know, you can't do it. You can't do it. And if I were Coach Logan, I would get Sears out, you know, myself, if nothing else. Just, but anyway. So we continue action now. Well, now Coach Edwards going to do the smart thing and maybe get these starters out of here. Yeah. Minute 53 left, 20-point ball game. Now, he may not. What was just called? I thought a timeout.
Yeah, no, they had an illegal screen again on 53 or 33.
Coach Edwards in the ear of Nate there, talking to him about not doing anything foolish here and being persuaded.
Kind of good for composure deal here. Take care of your business and just finish and get out of here.
Very strange what we just saw. Minute 40 left in this one. And Gunter going to be called for the foul. 80-60. Quality win here. For Clay County coming up here.
Now, again, wins on the road is huge no matter what. Of course, wins in 7A is huge. And this is just a big win tonight for Clay County. Good showing for Clay County.
Hayden Adams checking in. Nate Adams checking out. Burgett with a second free throw in there. I don't know that he's missed one.
I think you're on it, Daniel.
He wasn't nothing tonight.
No, you haven't.
He's been a nice night.
Minute 30 left in this one and another foul call. Oh, Sears here shoving players everywhere. He shoved Hayden Adams. He shoved Cole Eads. If this ain't an ejection, I'm sorry. I don't know what is. But once again, me nor the Clay County players or fans can make a call. So we might as well not worry about it. But he has to be ejected. How can you not? Now, we bragged on Sears throughout the contest at Salina, and he's a great player, but has lost his composure here tonight.
Got a little frustrated for sure. Yeah, Sears into double figures again tonight with 11. I missed that exchange, but the referees are going to talk it out.
Well, I mean, if they well, anyway, once again, we can't make the decision, so we won't worry too much about it. We called what we saw, and that's what happened. Minute 34 left in this one, 82-60, 22 points the lead for the Dogs, and I don't think there's a ton to discuss. Coach Edwards wanted an explanation. He's red in the face, not only because it's hot in here, but because he has seen three of his players pushed by an opposing player.
Still talking about it.
Yeah, not a lot to discuss, but seemingly so. Trying to figure out which Clay County player is going to shoot the bonus free throws and all that stuff, I think. Anyway... So three big games coming up for Clay County as we sort this out, like we mentioned. Gordonsville Friday, Jackson County Tuesday, both of those in Salina. And then we're going to have a trip to Jellicoe. Now, we got Gunter at the line shooting free throws. So Hayden Adams had a technical. They announced multiple things.
Yeah.
I know Hayden had a technical. That's his fifth. He's done.
Yeah. Well, we had two technicals in there because they all set. So now Gunther's come in to shoot free throws for Sears.
Okay.
So he fouled out. So the free throws will put us back in play right here.
Well, surely Sears has been ejected. Sure.
Well, he's out of the game.
Right.
Well, I know he picked up a fifth foul in there, but I don't know about ejection. I couldn't tell if he'd done any of that.
Gunter hits the... Oh, we got a foul call? On Clark Raines now. This has just got ridiculous. Might as well just call this thing, just to simplify the matter. Coach Logan still pleading his case, and I don't know what there is to plead, but maybe not. Oh, maybe about that foul.
Well, if it had took care of the first one, when Sears shoved on this end, you probably don't have that going. You know, so it carries into the other. So
Coach Edwards doing the smart thing here and saying, I've got, let me get my young guys in to finish this. Of course, Clark Range has some subs already as well. Minute 34 left in this one. Clay up by 20, 82-62. Juju Villa, Isaiah Burnett, Caden Copeland, and Jake Copeland all in the contest. Warner Melton in the line shooting a free throw. Fletcher Strong waits at the line to get him as the shooter. With the missed free throw, Clark Raines back in possession. Baseline drive, and Villa going to be out of position, just get a foolish foul there. Juju just getting a lot of the body. Nice win for most of these guys that's on the floor against the Monterey JV back on last Friday. High scoring JV game. It's my understanding, Doug, you said JV would be in action Friday against Gordonsville?
Boys and girls Friday against Gordonsville. And then, of course, the boys are playing in Jackson County on Saturday. No times on that yet.
Maybe a three-way. I think three different schools converging.
That's what I understood, Andrew, Coach Meadows. So.
Minute 20 left in this one. Juju Villa with the sophomore point guard crosses the timeline. Works to Fletcher Strong left wing. Strong defended by Taylor. Now to Burnett. Burnett on the drive. Gets the left block. Shot up. No good, but a foul. So Isaiah Burnett will go to the free throw line.
That's a good strong move from Burnett right there.
Absolutely. Burnett on the season has hit one of two free throws, 50%. Misses the first here. Second one away by Burnett. Good. Maintains that 50% mark. 2-4 on the season now. 83-64. Dogs up by 19. Clark Range with it, driving the left side of the lane. Shot up, top of the glass, and good. Number 23, believe, maybe, Thomas?
Isaac,
yes.
Durham.
Durham with the bucket. Strong pass inside to Copeland. He's fouled by Durham. I just got to go back to it one time, you know, with Sears there. None of the three maneuvers I saw was violent and malicious, but at the end of the day, you cannot lay hands on another player. We saw him push Nate, saw him push Cole, saw him push Hayden. You know, barely moved any of them out of their stance. That's beside the point. That's just a strange series of events. Caden Copeland missing that first free throw. A little strong off the back of the iron. Caden on the season, 7 of 11 from free throw, 64% shooting. Hit the second. 50 seconds left. McCorder crosses the timeline for the Buffs. Gets to Durham. now a foul call. Several of those here in this fourth quarter, Doug.
Yeah, he kind of wanted the game just to get over, and not letting it get over. So,
as a line to shoot free throws, a unidentified Buffalo, some of these early reserves. I see Mr. Blevins has joined us from South Pittsburgh. Always good to have him on hand. 40 seconds left in this one. Clay County up. Hardily, 84-67 right now. Strong with it to the volleyball line. Gets to Burnett. Isaiah back to Fletcher. Fletcher left wing. Thomas, I think the one that scored the points defending Strong on the wing over there, whoever that Buffalo is.
Yeah, I can't see the number.
Number 12.
Okay.
Dyson
Ripley.
I knew you were still looking. 21.4 seconds left here as Strong checks out and Ramsey Hayes checks in. A two-post look. Durham, three ball, top of the key, in and out, no good. 10 seconds left. Ripley puts it back up and another foul call. Jake Copeland coming in from behind. You talked about the quickness of the first half, Doug, and the second half's been slow.
Yeah, it's got a little more sloppy. You know, of course, when games get a little out of hand, you tend to have to get control of them, and they kind of let it get out of control for a little while, and they had to get it back. So,
but, you know, we'll talk more about it after this last 9.2 seconds expire of this game clock during the Farm Bureau postgame show on the Eco Panels Dogs wrap-up. But got to be proud of this Clay County win tonight, essentially leading throughout. Burnett with it, gives to Copeland. Copeland loses the handle with 2 seconds left. The Buffs will inbound, and it'll be done. Dogs will go to 15-5 on the year. Clark Range will drop to 15-11. And this one, indeed, is done. Clay County 84, Clark Range 69. Here in Clark Range, Tennessee tonight. Nice power wins for both teams. We're going to go to break. Come back for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live from Clark Range with the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County's ladies went in for the first time in 23 years up here tonight to get to 10-12 on the season. Very proud of them. Boys just wrapping up a good contest. Final score, Clay County 84, Clark Range 69. Puts the Dogs and Coach Edwards at 15-5 on the year, 4-3 in District 7A play. Going to go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Guys, it was a back-and-forth ball game, just exactly what we expected as Clark Range came out and got an early lead. They went up by 3 in the first quarter. Clay County cut it to 2, 16-18, headed into the second, and then kind of started gaining control. Went up by 7, 36-29 at the break after they outscored the Buffaloes 20-11 in that second quarter, and then opened up the second half and started kind of maintaining, basically. I look back. I'm sorry, the third quarter is pretty close. It's a six-point ball game headed into the fourth, and that's when Clay County started stretching it out. I think they scored the first 9 or 10 unanswered to start the fourth, Doug, and kind of put this one away as it stretched out to 20 and stayed there.
Yeah, Lance kind of took over quietly right there.
He
you
did.
Know, he, you know, we was listening to it, and you give his numbers, and it kind of surprised me that he had what he had. You know, but that's the kind of player he is. He'll have a big night, and it don't look like it sometimes because he just makes it look so easy.
Yeah, he had 8 at the break, and then you know, finished this contest with 28. So 20 second half points for Lance Burchett, and just kind of put this team on his back. But then you got you know, three others in double figures, Doug, including Nate Adams, one of his better games of late with 22. Cole Eats had 12. Nolan Adams finishes with a baker's dozen, 13 in this one. So that's going to get it done pretty much night in, night out. 84 points in this ball game.
Yeah, 84 points wins a lot. You got four guys double figures, that wins a whole lot. So good night for the Bulldogs.
Hayden Adams also added three, Warner Melton four. Isaiah Burnett and Caden Copeland both with one free throw down the stretch. For the Buffaloes, Brighton Swallows basically didn't play much of the fourth quarter at all. Finished with 17 points. Braxton Sears, 11. Noah Gunner, 14. Tristan Taylor, 15. So they also had four guys into double figures along with Mason McCorder, 6 points. Dyson Ripley's, three. And Isaac Durham had two. We've talked about this team kind of all night long, Doug. They're going to be a major threat moving forward. And honestly, you really don't want to play them come postseason time either.
No, they're a scary team now. Fortunately, we got out here, we win tonight and played well, but they're a team that night in, night out, they can get you.
No doubt. Clay County winners in the boys' game again, 84-69.
Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up is from Route 2 Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. Structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Bog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. We're going to play one more quick little promo here and come back and do the announcement of the TDS top performers from tonight's game. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live from Clark Range for the final time on the Farm Bureau postgame show. We're going to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. And I know I've said it all through this whole contest, but I've got to say it one more time. Clay County's ladies winning up here for the first time in a generation. Only five wins that we know of. I'm sure maybe way back when there were some. 93, 98, 2000, 2002, and 2025. Good win for them. And going with the girls, TDS top performer, just had to go with sophomore shooting guard Halen Garrison, who refound a rhythm that she had been looking for several contests, had kind of been in a funk, and she got out of that tonight on the biggest stage that she had been on in her high school career, and she did it, Thomas, at a time in the contest. Now, she opened up with two threes early in that first quarter, then went a lull, finished at a tough time, didn't she, in a strong way.
Yes, she did. Knocked down the four threes, two in the first quarter, two in the third quarter. But it wasn't about her outside shooting, Doug, tonight, in my opinion. It was kind of that sophomore becoming a junior, becoming that leader down the stretch. After Lacey Wicks made a free throw to start the fourth quarter, Halen Garrison scored the rest of the points for Clay County down the stretch. She finished with 19 tonight and, had the and one that kind of got Clay County out of that mess. It was a three-point ball game late there, and Clay County was kind of blowing up. Couldn't score, was turning it over, letting Clark Range get into it. Halen Garrison said, no, I'm going to drive it to the hole. She finished. She got fouled, went to the line. She was a perfect 5-for-5 down the stretch, scored 7 out of 8 of Clay County's points in the fourth quarter and pretty much won this ball game. Now, don't get me wrong. Lacey Wicks made some big plays in this game. We don't win it without her.
Absolutely.
But Halen Garrison, to me, growing up here at Clark Range tonight, Doug.
Oh, I think a huge advancement in her maturity as far as a player. And like I said, when the game's on the line, you got to make free throws. And she done that tonight. Her free throw percentage wasn't real good.
She came into the night with a 27.3 free throw percentage.
And toes the line makes five big
like it was
free
nothing.
Throws. So that's huge, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
Boys action. And to go with senior guard Lance Burchett, if you listen to the contest, you know why. There was a steady dose of Lance throughout. both ends of the floor, survived some ghost fouls that were attributed to him. But just another great performance by him, and, you know, makes me a little sad that time's starting to creep shorter for him. Now, he's not a tremendous amount, even if we go deep into the postseason like I think we will. Time for us is getting short, getting to watch Lance Burchett, and another great game by him tonight.
Well, it just proved to me what a senior leader he is. He knew how big this game was, and he came out from the start, Doug, shooting the ball with confidence, played big defense on Sears and other guys bigger than him early in this one and throughout. And, you know, when you need a leader to step up, Lance Burchett's your guy, and that's what he did here tonight, and he did it from start to finish.
Yeah.
Eight points, finished with what might be a career high of 28. We're not too good at keeping up with all that. It's really close, you know, 20 points coming in that second half. He's the one that kind of gave Clay County separation and kind of started their play tonight with that attitude that they needed.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, you know, he quietly took that game over. If you watch him, it didn't look like he was standing out, but he scored 20 points in the second half. That's a huge half, no matter who you are. And but that's the way he goes about his stuff. You know, Lance's game is always quiet games. He just plays.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not a knock on Lance. That's just a compliment to Lance.
Sure.
You know, those guys go out there with no emotion and play, those are great players, and Lance does that. He's just amazing sometimes.
Another great installment from Lance Burchett. Lance Burchett and Helen Garrison, the TDS top performers from tonight's contest, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, that wraps us up here on the range where the Buffalo roam. Clay County coming up here tonight and getting a doubleheader sweep of the season over Clark Range for the first time in a long time, because even in 02, I don't know that we swept them in the regular season on girls. So, boys and girls, both with regular season wins over Clark Range, swept them. That's a great feeling, guys.
Yeah, no doubt. We talked about the girls, how long it's been, and, you know, tonight it was also about the boys, Doug, and we saw a great contest here, and just huge to head back off the mountain with two wins.
Well, and those two wins puts everything your control.
Yep.
You know, and that's what you want. You don't want to depend on somebody else for you. You want to be able to take care of your business and do what you got to do. Those wins tonight put us in that position, you know, to take care of our own business and not have to worry about everybody else.
Friday night, folks, Joe Sims Gym, that's the place. The Gordonsville Tigers, that is the opponent. Come on out and watch them. I'm assuming, that won't be senior night. Tuesday night would be against Jackson County senior night.
Yeah. Jackson County is senior night.
But anyway, last District 7A regular season game, come on out. If you can't make it, we'll be there. Glad to broadcast it for you. Folks, for Joe Sims, for Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong wishing y'all a good night.